It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a diet coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm.
Four fried chickens.
It reminds me of Beethoven.
What would you say?
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Heineken, fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Very sensitive area there.
You all right?
There you go, Jam. You can throw that out.
Welcome. It's the Aristocrats. Wow.
Close.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I am Derek. With me, as always, it's Matthew.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah. Steven. And Kevin.
Hi.
Special guest in studio,
Bree.
Holler.
Is that what she sounds like?
Holler.
Holler for a dollar.
Hmm. Last week we had B-Shaps. Now we have Bree Shaps.
Yeah, that's true.
I like to call her Brevis.
Brevis?
Yeah.
Brevis and Shaphead.
Me a lot of things.
Wow. Like what?
Let's hear it.
Well, the last time I was here, I was called a tranny, so.
What?
No,
by who?
What?
Who said that?
Why would anyone say that?
Yeah, okay.
What?
Well, we'll go back. We'll go back to the
Get into the Wayback Machine. Did somebody here call you that?
Yeah.
Wait, was it me?
He's not here anymore.
Oh.
I get it now.
Rest in peace.
That guy.
He will super kick that bitch through a window if he has to.
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't do it.
Oh, that's creepy.
Wow. Three people are on their phones.
We're tweeting.
I'm going
into
the chat room.
Oh, someone just tweeted me, I see you.
Ooh.
So,
hi. Wait a minute.
I'm trying to get the word out, Derek.
Are you sure it wasn't ICUP?
Cut out, Doug.
No, it's ICU.
ICP?
UCP.
Enough talk about gang activity.
Seriously.
Yeah, juggalosfightback.com.
Is that real?
Is that real?
Yup.
Oh, no.
Yup.
Well, here comes our first segment.
Yup. So, basically, nobody really cares about juggalos except juggalos. So, nobody cares that juggalos are being listed as a gang except juggalos.
It's a shame.
So now they're fighting back.
How?
As Pray a gang. Basically just like telling people that they're not a gang.
I heard that recently they're gathering up juggalos and systematically executing them. But through fire and gas chambers and starving them.
It's weird.
It's really an awful
thing. I went to juggalosfightback.com and this is what I got.
Oh, no.
I got a big malware page.
It already got hacked, huh?
It says, warning, something's not right here.
Go yes. back.
Google it. Just Google it. See if maybe it's like a .org.
Let's see.
Juggalos.
Juggalos fight blacks.
No, no!
What?
Oh, boy. You know what? You know what the hardest thing for the government is going to be about shutting down juggalos, right?
What's that?
Juggalos never die.
Yeah, and they never pay taxes.
That's how they fight back.
Oh, my God.
What are they Native Americans?
Yeah. Or Mitt Romney?
Stick them out on reservation.
Yeah, the government's going to settle by giving them casinos and shit.
Juggalo casino.
Juggalo Island.
Oh, fucking weird is that going to be?
Fucking stupid.
Island of the Juggalos.
Are you sure that it wasn't Juggalos never say die? Because it's our time.
Well, I don't know. Tudo's been cool.
Our time down here. Their time up there.
I like the idea of a land of misfit Juggalos.
Would you go there?
I'm a Juggalo in the box. Nobody wants a Juggalo in the box.
Tudo's been quoted as saying he's quicker than bullets. So.
Ooh.
Maybe we should become
Maybe
Juggalos.
He meant Bullock, like Jim J. Bullock and Sandra Bullock. Quicker than Bullocks.
Or NFL linebacker Keith Bullock.
Whoops.
Yeah,
what happened?
Hey.
So anyway.
I'm one of the Juggalos.
Who cares about juggalos?
Not me.
Juggalos cares about juggalos.
Juggala, yeah, juggala.
So have you gotten their new album, Steve?
Nope.
No?
Nope. I did listen to it on YouTube, though. There was one song in particular that was funny, but that was it.
So Steve refuses to get the new ICP album, and I refuse to get the new Alanis Morissette album.
Really? Why?
It's supposedly horrendous. Mm.
Yeah. She's pretty horrendous.
Did you consider buying it at some
no.
point?
Matt's a huge Alanis mark. I don't know if you know. That's why he has long hair.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get her last album either. It was dreadful.
Yeah.
She's fucking Canadian. What do you expect?
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, there's a few good Canadian bands.
No, there definitely well, there's a few good Canadians in general.
Yeah, that's true. And they're all bands.
Like Canadian Steve.
Or wrestlers.
Yeah.
Canadian Steve.
Well, Mike Sharp. I don't know, Chris Benoit.
Hey, man, that was all a conspiracy set up by Kevin Sullivan
because
he took his wife.
That's what we said.
Yep.
That was the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Damn Kevin Sullivan. That's what I thought.
Kevin Sullivan sent the tweets to Chavo Guerrero, damn it.
Yeah. As soon as I heard that they were all dead, I was like, got to be Kevin Sullivan. Then I found out it was Benoit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. This is definitely a really good job by Kevin Sullivan.
I hear that the reason Sullivan killed him is he was summoned to a cave where a dusty man was sitting in a chair and told him he must eliminate.
My son, you must eliminate the Benoits.
Sullivan!
Sullivan!
Oh, God.
Do you know what we're talking about, Bree?
Nope.
No,
not at
all.
We do have requests coming through. They want to hear you talk more.
I know, I saw.
Want to hear you talk?
So, why don't
talk.
You tell us how your summer's been?
It sucked.
Yeah, what happened?
Worked.
Here there's an issue
job,
with the job.
Get
yeah.
a new job.
What happened with the job?
People suck there.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. That sounds kind of
worst
hot.
Company ever.
Company?
Which company was that?
CUMPO.
GameStop.
Oh, you work at GameStop.
I used to work at GameStop.
GameStop.
You know what's interesting? We just had somebody in here. Do you know like a pale, gingery, Jewy looking boy?
I think we had this conversation.
Yeah, but we didn't have it on air, so I was pretending it didn't happen.
Okay.
Damn.
So way
we could
to go.
Show prep. So you this is why we don't have Bree talk on the show.
So you work for a company. Was that CUMPANY? Company?
Was it CAME stop?
Yes.
Good one, Steven.
Ah, yes. High five.
I want to hear the new Alanis Morissette album.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know. Pick a number, 1 to 12.
Oh, God.
Six.
Six? This is a song called Lens.
Ooh.
Off of the new Alanis Morissette album.
Oh, boy.
Lawsuit, here we come. Ooh.
Is this Skrillex?
Staying edgy.
Wow.
All right. Well, so far it's got Dave Coulier on drums.
It definitely sounds 90s.
Cut it out.
Is this Filter?
Oh.
There's that familiar voice I fell
all
in love with.
All her songs sound the same, though.
I was going to say, this sounds like any...
Sounds like any Alanis
Morissette. AnyAlanis.com.
Well, she does sound like her.
Yeah.
She has a distinct voice.
She sucks live.
Yeah?
I only saw her live at Sirius XM. She sucks.
When was that?
A couple days ago.
Oh,
couple
I see everybody live at Sirius.
Well, I didn't really see her. I just walked past and she was
She'll suck you in a theater.
You
too.
Suck!
Boo!
Was she performing butt naked with her hair covering her tits?
No.
Yes.
She was just sitting there in a fishbowl.
In a fishbowl.
That's what they call it.
It's a studio. It's surrounded by glass.
Yeah, it's called the fishbowl.
The fishbowl.
It's like glass on top.
Got it.
Did she ever take a husband?
Yeah, she's married and has a kid now.
Oh, really?
She's married to a white Canadian rapper. That's not a joke.
Is it that Informer guy?
No.
Yeah.
Informer. Never let me go be another man.
I lick
yeah,
your boom
sounds
boom
pretty,
down.
You know, sounds pretty generic.
Let's get some Informer.
Is that what he says?
Here.
Is that the lyrics?
Yes.
I lick your boom boom down?
Yes.
I lick your boom boom
Canadian
down.
Canadian rap
like
sound, anyway.
I didn't even want to
Well, you're
going
to hear it.
I hope you're I'm walking through the streets, eh?
Canadian.
Hold on. I see my buddy, eh? You know, say that I'm a snowman. I lick your boom boom down. Take the money. Say that I'm a snowman. Stop somewhere down the lane. I lick your boom boom down.
This is real.
How come this.
Sounds very reggae.
How come this song isn't on Song Pop? One hit wonders.
This is the kind of music that Steve number one would listen to while he's unloading trucks at work. And he would just blast it to piss people off. He has a whole CD collection of like just ridiculously retarded songs.
If I had a sweet convertible Chrysler LeBaron,
yes.
I would blast this every day
Chrysler
of my life.
Chrysler LeBaron with fucking
LeBaron.
Ripped up seats. And a full ashtray even though you don't smoke.
Who's that coming? It's Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
See you later.
This is you guys' theme music now.
Oh, God.
Fucking tailpipe scraping.
Sparks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. Oh,
so that was pretty bad, Snow. I remember the video, too. Mm. Something I don't remember what happened to him. I think he was in jail for a while.
He's dead.
I don't know.
I hope he is. So,
anyway. Oh, we got through Alanis Morissette and
any
Snow.
More albums anybody's refusing to buy?
Any?
Yeah, music sucks nowadays.
People still buy albums?
Oh.
I buy some songs.
Yeah, you just buy songs? Buy the song?
I steal songs.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Whoa. Right here, folks. Get her.
There was a young kid. It was a story last week where, they finally caught up to him. He was one of the first ones to get penalized for for sharing music. Yeah. I think he had to pay like $675,000.
How old is he?
I just use Pandora.
I think he's like, well, that's not
or
stealing.
Or YouTube, so. Well, I used to download all that stuff, no, but.
So wait, I got a question. If the court say you owe $675,000, yeah, and you don't have that money at all.
I guess they just put a lien on everything you'll ever own.
But what if you said he's a kid.
Yeah, I think he was maybe 16 when it started, and this was a couple years ago, so he might, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can get the story up.
Because this has happened before. There was a mother who got like some ridiculous,
yeah,
million-dollar level suit against her, and it's like, good luck getting it, because it's not happening.
Yeah.
Just put me in jail.
Is that what they do, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fucking pointless.
Why don't you just give the music back?
Yeah. Just find everybody who ever downloaded the music from me. Like, please just delete it. Just get rid of it.
Just go to their house and make, would you mind just, yep, yeah, trash.
Can I just see your computer real quick? P-Rock in the chat room says he's refusing to buy Fozzy. It's awful.
Oh, it's bad?
Ooh, yeah. They've been playing the new Fozzy on
Waka Waka.
On Siri. What's that? I can't remember. I think it's called Sandpaper. Do you want to give that a try?
Is that what Jericho's voice sounds like?
Yeah.
Actually, I was listening to the Red Show the other day, and they played a song from Fozzy. And actually, the song they played in particular wasn't horrible.
Mm.
It's not terrible. It's just incredibly generic.
Mm. Cat scratch, whiplash, witch hunt in black, sandpaper.
That's Chris Jericho?
It just sounds, yeah, stock.
Yeah.
It sounds fucking stock, man. It's stock to my ears. That's Lars.
I'm trying to see if P-Rock will... If he has a title of the song they played, because it wasn't that bad.
We can just name this show copyright infringement.
Yeah, might as well.
I feel like this should be the song playing in an action movie that really sucks.
Yeah.
Like during a car chase.
Yeah, it's funny. If and when we put this up on YouTube, it will
kick it out.
Say, you know, other related artists, mm-hmm, no. And they're going to be like, what?
P-Rock says this. Oh, no, wait. He says he's going to look it up real quick.
All right, let P-Rock.
But,
Who's Somebody's molesting rumbling. The microphone? Is that you?
She is. She's like, right, jerking it.
Yeah.
Stroking it. I'm sorry.
Enough. Oh, my God. Ooh. Say that again.
Hey, Dios mío.
You have to make that a sound bite from now on. I'm stroking it. I'm sorry.
Somebody write down the time that happened.
Yes, please.
Enemy.
Aside from that, all music basically sucks now.
Yeah.
All the good bands are gone.
And when they come back, they're bad.
Yeah, like Limp Bizkit, when they tried to make a comeback, so bad.
I don't even want to know what Limp Bizkit is.
I didn't even know they tried to make a comeback.
They've made a couple attempts to come back.
Fred Durst made this huge like statement, like, oh, rock's gone to garbage, it's terrible, and we're going
to
come back
thanks
and
to
change
me.
Everything.
I have to say, Jane's Addiction has a couple of songs right now that I like, new songs.
Perry Farrell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he admitted that he can't make good music since he stopped doing heroin.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Jewish.
His most creative days are...
Yeah.
I miss... His name is like Bernstein.
Bernstein.
I miss the days of like just Pantera and fucking awesome shit.
This is the Fozzy song that Steve liked.
Still very generic.
Yeah, like what is this stock-ass sound that everything has? The Driz.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't that good.
That's awful.
Yeah.
You know what I miss about Jericho? Well, you know, obviously he's off wrestling right now.
Well, Again?
Yeah, he's doing this
what
tour with Fozzy.
Would he get an injury?
No.
No, I'm just saying, kayfabe him. Why is he out?
Oh, they had a...
He lost a Loser Leaves.
Yeah, Loser loses his contract. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Loser Leaves Town.
So he basically came back
and
for
came
9 months.
And he came back as the Ryder Baby.
Well, I think they knew that they were only signing him for 9 months.
What's that?
They only signed him for the 9 months and then to help.
Yeah, they
help
bring
the
other
guys.
Yeah, his talent enhancement, but.
Yeah, I liked it the way he was doing his gimmick angle, like talking as like a rock and roll star all the time. Like he was screaming to the crowd. Fucking good shit.
He hosted something on VH1. Like
he does a lot.
Oh, top like rock bands.
Oh, yeah. That. What the hell was that?
He
that
loves metal.
Awful. He's just awful.
I like Chris
I like Jericho. Listening to him talk. His music is not particularly good.
He's well spoken.
His little hair. Just everything about him. Just
he has an awesome.
When he started, he had a stupid vest, glittery vest. Yes. What the hell's wrong with you?
He was a wrestler.
He's a professional wrestler.
Still,
that's
like,
he's supposed to stand out. If you got
you
pissed
guys
off
wear glittery stuff.
I hate to tear
wrestle?
Down the wall, but you know how much you hate that he did that? That's the point.
That's his job.
He was the bad guy, and you're not supposed to like him.
Like, if you were neutral to that, then he didn't do a good job. Put it that way.
Do you like the Checkers?
If I were to see him,
do you
just
like the Checkers?
Him.
Do you like
I
Checkers?
Like checkers, yeah.
Okay, yeah, good.
That's cool.
We do the job.
Do you know what Checkers is to stand for Rude Boys?
Hamburgers?
Yes.
No. You know the typical rude boy, why they wear checkers? This is legit. I'm asking you.
No,
you
Steve,
know.
Please enlighten us.
It means racial
unity.
Racial unity.
I get
together.
It.
But they're
black
still
white.
But they're still
okay.
Keeping them separate.
Yes.
Well, there's
separate,
an
equal. Separate equal, bro.
Yes.
This is my fountain. Unity as one stand together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Operation anyway. Ivy.
So back to bad music.
It's all bad.
Operation Ivy.
Hey!
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 Play some
I wanted
Addiction.
You.
What do you want to play?
Jane's Addiction.
The old stuff?
No, the new stuff.
Been Caught Stealing?
Oh, they have a new album?
They put out something after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like last year. But, no, we don't have to do it. So I'm just supposed to.
What I think is awful, when, like, 80s bands or something, they come back and they're like touring now and playing their old music and stuff, but they're adding like what I was listening to Def Leppard the other day.
Whoa.
I like Def Leppard.
You're stepping on sacred territory.
No, I love Def Leppard. I really do. But the one video they have with what's her face, Taylor Swift singing with them.
She's really hot.
If you pull the video
okay,
up,
this
you pull the video up, you're not gonna like her dancing.
Def
Leppard and Taylor Swift singing "Pour Some Sugar on Me." That
what?
Was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Bring it up.
Seen.
Bring it up.
If you add all them people together, there's right still now. One missing arm.
Wow. Oh man.
My God, it was so
guy.
Awful. She can't dance.
She's a tall, gangly blonde bitch.
Wow.
Awful.
Yeah, but I'd stick it in her number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd double shit, Bill.
Def Leppard!
Did he say Death? Did he say Def Leppard? With D-E-A-T-H?
Oh, fist pound.
Am I alone when I say Def Leppard sucks shit?
Yo, fuck you, dude.
Do you really like Def Leppard?
Rock of Ages, bro.
I don't know. I can't get into it.
I'm not big on
Pyromania is one of the best records of all time.
How does a drummer hit the bass when he's using that to use the other drum?
Pretty good, in my opinion.
I don't think it's this song. It's not this video. It's another one. She's wearing like a gold dress.
Oh, so wait. The other... I thought one of the feet were actually using the other drumstick.
Give me full screen on here, Derek.
Look at her. What is that? Like, no.
That's fine.
Nice. I don't care.
That's perfectly fine.
As long as she opens up her lips.
She's having a freaking, like, seizure.
As long as she opens up her lips and pisses all over me, I don't
care. She's ripping that hair back. She's wearing all black. I'm good to go.
She's pretty flat.
The other video they had of her was horrible. Like, she was just trying to act like a stripper. And it looks she's having, like, a seizure on stage.
I don't know if you understand, but she wants some sugar poured on her.
Yes.
Yeah, right? You know, jizz.
Uh-huh. You want one lump or two?
I want a lot of lumps.
Her dancing is not that great.
I hate this song because I used to have to play it in a band.
Oh, God. Of course. Really
bad, it doesn't matter, though. I'd still stick my head inside her butthole.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. I think she's doing a better job than they are. Is that her again?
No, that's the violin.
How did the drummer lose his arm, by the way?
Car accident.
After Def Leppard was already started?
Oh, yeah.
See, I would have kicked him out of the band.
They were huge.
You're done, buddy.
Well, he developed the whole thing where he could drum with his feet.
He's like, look, guys, huh? Huh? I can still do it. And they're like,
they have like a backup guy that would help him.
Which is one
and
hand.
Then,
there's just a guy who kneels next to him.
And then, and then apparently the one day the backup guy was late and he just came in. And he was like, oh, I guess you don't need me anymore. Yeah. I guess.
So he was just when he was drumming with his mouth.
Stick in his mouth.
I would have kicked him out of the band. I would have been like, all right, dude, life sucks for you right now. You're out of band.
Yeah, I'm going to have to totally correct Bree Silver on this. There's nothing wrong with what Taylor Swift is doing.
Well, it's not this video. Okay. The other video that I saw.
Maybe she's learned since then. Because
Reason the
Because
the other one, she was like having like these seizures. And
seizures.
I'll try to pull it up on my phone.
Whatever
that's
the case
the only
may
one
be.
That I could find.
I'm glad you were wrong.
The song sucked, but the performance wasn't terrible.
Hey, that's sacred ground, buddy.
I don't know. I can't get into that shit.
Okay. No, neither can I.
It was before your time.
This is true. When did this come out? In like 82?
That song?
No idea.
Well, that song probably came out yesterday.
87.
Yesterday.
Oh, I hate Def Leppard.
Did you say Def Leppard?
No, D-E-F, deaf.
Because I think the guy said deaf.
It's like a leopard that can't hear.
Yeah, it can't hear.
Yeah. D-E-F.
Isn't that a gang?
Yeah, I think it is.
D-E-F?
No, beats the hell out of me.
Juggalos are a gang.
Oh, God.
Juggalo, yeah, Juggalo.
Hey, while we're on the subject of Juggalos, I would love to keep talking about Juggalos.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see the girl dancing on stage with the Juggalos instead of Taylor Swift.
Speaking of Juggalos, how you doing, Bri?
Hey, Bri.
Hi.
Yeah, you.
What's up, guys?
Juggalophagus.
What?
Juggalophagus.
Look at this.
Juggalophagus. That is the show title.
All right, I'm watching on the cell phone right now.
Juggalophagus.
See, her hair is also like all teased and shit. She looks like she's drunk. But that's even better.
What's wrong with that?
She's just like strutting around. Steve is rubbing his hand on my leg.
This one's Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Strutting and a cutting.
I'm watching here, and she definitely looks wasted. She's definitely not with it.
It's awful, right? That's awful.
This is a lackluster performance, but you know what? The fact that she's drunk just means that I have more of a chance. So that's fine.
Until she has to put sunglasses on to look at your forehead.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know if people could tell in the chat room, but Matt, the sun light gleam off his fucking scalp.
There's sun in here?
You know what I mean. 90 watt sun or whatever that is.
90 watt sun.
That is bright.
Shut up. I'm drinking beer.
What?
I'm drinking beer.
What?
Porque? I said I'm drinking beer.
What?
Drink beer.
Oh.
What?
So, there was a class reunion.
What?
In St. Martinville, Louisiana.
What?
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Which was, it was for the class of 1973. It says, decided after nearly 40 years they would stop holding segregated class reunions.
What?
So, after 40 years, they decided to stop having segregated class reunions.
So, like, the blacks decided, because there's a lot more blacks there now than there was
I
then.
Don't know. Well, this is the class of 73, oh. So. Huh.
So that means that, oh, because all the blacks are dead now.
Well, yeah.
I think it would have been that they went to separate schools.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and then they got a letter announcing that the change included an after party for white graduates only.
Yes.
That's racist.
Where was this?
Louisiana. St. Martinville, Louisiana.
And okay. At the after party, they lynched a couple. Yeah, exactly. There was lynching parties. So I had to try to think.
There was a lynching.
Steven.
What? When was this
reunion? I'm just reading the article.
September 21st. This must have been last year.
Could you imagine being like the white side that didn't get the memo that it was an integrated reunion?
Integrated.
Just walking like, am I in the right room?
Oh, it's being held on September 21st. A reception will be held at the school, followed by the homecoming football game,
which the letter notes all graduates are welcome to attend.
Wow. The homecoming football game where all the blacks will get in uniform and play football.
One more time.
After
entertain the white folk.
After the game, white graduates only are invited to a classmate's home and are encouraged white to bring a food dish only. To share.
Well, it's a private party, so.
Yeah.
You know that the football team's still segregated too, right? And the white team doesn't use the forward pass.
Nope. And the black players have to ride in the back of the bus.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway.
There's no humor in racism.
Yeah. I just find it funny that in 1973, they were still doing that.
In Louisiana?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. No. That's why it's hard to fish for something comical out of this.
Come on, let's be honest, though. Like, racism still existed way... I mean, there wasn't a black player on the New England Patriots until 1997.
Really?
No.
Okay. But they're getting rid of all the black players now.
That they are.
They're cutting them all. It's all white boys.
Oh, yeah. Like New York Mets. Oh, wait. It's not football.
You're the white guy, and you walk into the reunion, and there's just melon and chicken, and you're like, where am I?
Kool-Aid.
I was expecting crawfish.
Kool-Aid.
Crawfish.
Grape Kool-Aid.
What kind of Kool-Aid?
Grape.
A whole punch bowl of grape Kool-Aid.
It's just a watermelon carved out with punch in it.
My boss actually told me the other day he's seen he was at 7-Eleven or something. This black kid pulled up, and on the side of his bumper said, "I love grape Kool-Aid."
Yeah,
legitimately on his bumper sticker.
Or it black? Might have Skittles in Arizona's.
Possible.
Oh, no.
They might show up in hoodies.
Wait, they put Skittles in their Arizona's? Like the ice.
Well,
I don't
know how Trayvon it might all end up mixed up after their shot.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're not like making fun of black people or anything.
I love black people.
We're just like telling stories.
Yeah, Mexican racists, just shoot them.
Wow, just shoot them.
We didn't make the party.
It's true. We're just wondering why it's happening.
Don't know.
It's kind of stupid.
Hmm.
Well, like I said, that's just like a private party at somebody's house. It's not like the school is doing that, right?
What if now in 2012, one of them white people that are invited to the after party has a black significant other?
Like, probably.
You drop me off, that's it.
Probably hasn't happened.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably pretty safe to say that didn't happen.
It's true.
How old are they now?
58.
50-something? It's ridiculous.
Hmm.
They keep expecting the significant other.
Some people are just stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
Falcon.
I bet you
they're horrible racist ways.
But you got to think about this. Those black people probably don't want to hang out with those white people.
Probably not.
Think about that. Now you're forcing two groups to go, you know, commingle, and they probably don't want to.
Yeah, white people are boring.
Fuck white people.
Seriously.
Fucking white people.
Look at how Taylor Swift dances. I mean, come on. She's white.
Imagine I was at a Lil Wayne concert.
The gong would be coming out. You're right.
They'd be booing off
a heart attack or something.
Getting awful red, dude.
I'm covering my puffy nipple.
you're not on camera, dude.
I just don't like my puffy nipple.
Puff nippy.
Why don't you get a brosier?
Puff nippy.
No.
Leave me alone.
I thought you were having a heart attack.
Get a brosier.
Or trying to go to sleep.
I can't breathe next to Matt. All right, that's what it comes down to. He is sucking up so much oxygen right now. I'm flustered.
Getting lightheaded.
It's such a contrast in skin color watching you two sit next to each other.
What happened?
And they used to be a tag team.
Steve's so tan.
Ebony and ivory.
You're allowed to go to the after party. I'm not.
It's true.
Well, you might be allowed in, but they'll question your credentials.
They'll give me a suit and walk around and serve drinks.
Go ahead, compare.
Oh, Bree's pretty.
Bree's Portuguese.
Wow, you're pale.
Brazilian.
Pretty pale.
Either or.
Brie.
Same thing.
Brazil.
Well, standing next Brazilian. To him, I feel very.
You're about as white as
white.
A piece of Brie.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's like a cheese.
Hey. Brie mold is white.
Brie like the cheese. Just like cheese.
Brie just like the cheese. Except spelt different.
Different.
Brie the tranny cheese.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Tranny cheese. Ew. What kind of wine do you serve that with?
Summer shanty.
Pinot Noir.
How about you in the corner going, "Let's stand on with you. Somebody call me a tranny." Is that wine?
Yeah, and it's somebody who's not even here.
Yeah. Why even bring it up?
Let's derail everything because somebody who's not here called you a tranny.
Exactly.
I dropped it like an hour ago.
That's true.
Beat up.
Dropped it like an hour
it
ago.
It was months ago, but I was so dropped over it like an hour ago.
I did bring it back up.
Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. It's a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got any other interesting stories?
Nope, that's it. Just that one.
We're done.
Jesus.
What is it? Labor Day?
Yeah.
Happy okay. Labor Day.
I didn't realize
people were setting off fireworks yesterday. I was like, is that a gunshot?
Speaking of gunshots, what happened in
Old Bridge?
Local reference.
I blame the humidity.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a pretty true humid. Statistic. They say the hotter it is, the more guns come out.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a true story.
Hence Miami.
Yes.
Sure.
And it's the hottest
Colorado.
Year on record.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't even that hot this year.
I think the
whole
year
in general. Yeah.
Highest right. consistent temperature.
Hmm. Yeah,
not necessarily that we broke any records, but that the temperature average was hotter.
Like, normally we get like hot-ass days for like a week, and then it cools off. Like, this was just like basically
constant
borderline
80s.
Hot every day.
I don't think it ever broke 100 this year, did it?
Maybe
yeah, it
one day.
Yeah. There's a couple days it was like 103. Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. All I know is my balls kept sticking to my legs. Yes. So Old Bridge, guy shows up and just starts shooting. What happened?
Guy shows up in Old Bridge, and he says,
no. That's not how you put produce away.
Wow.
Blat, blat, yeah. Blat, blat.
Dude, the guy worked there for 10 days.
That's ridiculous. So he was 20-something, right?
Young kid?
I think he was 25.
Working overnight. 24? Some young kid working overnight came in, and apparently, I would assume he was going for the night crew chief, because that's usually who you would go for.
Try to kill?
They're annoying as hell.
Because they're annoying as hell.
They are.
Man,
you
just
saying.
Disgruntled yourself. Jesus.
Disgruntled. So, was he... Oh, so wait, he killed two kids?
I'm assuming...
I heard he killed like two teenagers.
Yeah.
I'm assuming...
Well, no, 18
is he the one on the left?
Yeah, of the three pictures they show, he's probably the one who isn't in his high school photo.
And isn't like... coupled with the two people who
heard
died.
The story yet,
I'm going to go ahead and assume he's the one that just got invited to the reunion.
Was that B-Shaps? Steve number one.
Wow. Thanks, Jamie. On TV.
The sight of SWAT teams converging on this pathmarked store in the pre-dawn darkness simply surreal to those who watched the scene unfold outside.
Remix.
And sheer terror for the dozen or so employees who were inside the store when former Marine Terrence Tyler came in literally with
he's
guns
like 12.
I do not believe that they were specifically targeted. I believe everybody in the store was a target.
Tyler had left the store about 3:30 this morning after an argument with a co-worker. Authorities haven't said if he went back to his apartment, just a stone's throw away from the store, or out to his car. But he came back with a vengeance and started shooting even before he got inside, shattering the front window and once inside, going up one aisle and down another, cutting down 18-year-old Christina Labruto and Brian Breen, 24, where they stood.
He looks
like an AK-47. And there were multiple magazines that were found in the store, and there was also a handgun.
Okay, Pete Maxim.
He shot up the newsstand?
What
happened? What a prick.
And says Christina Labruto took over her shift. She says her former colleagues are crediting the night manager with saving lives.
He told everyone to run for their safety, for everyone to run.
You wouldn't need to tell
me. They all ran to the back, hid for a while, and when they felt like the coast was clear, they made the 911 calls and stuff. When the coast was clear, they left through the emergency exit.
For all our listeners, this is not how the normal people in Old Bridge talk.
She just had a baby during that conversation.
Wow.
Bodies that were inside that store as authorities began pulling evidence out of it through the broken
looting.
Plate glass window that marked the start of a morning that has left an entire community.
Oh, this place got
shut.
Good fried chicken.
I know the pharmacist there.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Do you think I know her?
Saddest thing you've ever heard in your life.
Ew.
She's like, what, 40? She lived through 9/11. This is the saddest thing in your life?
Well,
two kids died.
She couldn't get one of those rotisserie chickens from under the heat lamp.
Yeah.
Why are Marines killing everybody? Going on
well, that's
here.
Kind of
he
what they do.
He clearly
know,
shouldn't have
like,
been there.
That's in their job description.
If you ever watched the movie Full Metal Jacket, you would clearly learn that Marines kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Kill, kill, kill.
And then they're
the
supposed
white
to
man.
Come
scared
back
to go
and
to Pathmark now.
They're supposed to come in and acclimate to everybody else.
That Pathmark's going to go out of business now.
No shit.
I mean, it was probably already on the chopping block,
yeah.
But it's probably
it over,
it'll
huh?
be done now. The every week it's going to drop like 50%.
Mm-hmm.
You think anybody showed up to work the next day and they're like, it's a little drafty in here. Oh, right. That guy shot the window.
Oh,
oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Fruity Pebbles has a bullet in it.
probably.
He didn't even make it into the store before he started shooting.
is what I find.
He's
great.
Like in the parking lot.
How bad a shift did you have to have for you to like want to kill people who work there, but you don't even want to wait to get inside to start shooting?
Fuck this parking lot!
He reached in his car for the AK and just pulled it by the trigger.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You can tell he thought he was like cool
nothing to
at
see
first.
Here.
He backed up right into the window.
It was a total ass.
See, now we're making fun of black people.
His hands were sweaty.
I know.
His hands were sweaty and just fell, and you know all that chicken grease on his fingers.
Dude, I don't know why I didn't go all out. And nice. I don't know why I didn't go out and like blow the front door open with a grenade first.
Right, right. Or at least throw a Hennessy bottle through it or something.
Yeah.
Something he'd have on his person at all times.
What do you think was in his car before he went in?
I don't know.
Grape soda.
Magnum rubbers.
Orange soda.
I find the best part is that he shot up the OK magazine, fucking Sports Illustrated fantasy football issue.
It's all over the floor.
I'm so sick of print media. It's all lies.
So
leave it to us to make something like that funny only to us.
Yeah. And I was actually offered the transfer to the pharmacy for...
I was just going to ask. You
know? And who knows? I could have been working overnight right now.
He emptied a full...
I really could have been working overnight right now because I probably wouldn't have stayed in the pharmacy.
He emptied a full clip into the bananas.
Yes, he did that.
And he shot up all the Welch's grape.
Yep.
I had a coupon.
Don't you get a certain percentage off damaged goods?
Yeah, they go to the...
shop worn discount.
They go to the... There's like a rack in the back of the store with like... It's like a mini cans. Store.
Oh, did you say there was a rack in the back of the store? Yeah. He was just having PTSD. Was some flashbacks.
Iraq?
Could you bring this back to...
No, it's what they said. They said it was PTSD.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
There's a rack in the back of the store. What? You just put this... What motherfucker?
Those Doom Coons?
Wait right here. I'm going to get my gun.
Yeah, Kev's reaction was great. The Doom Coons right there.
Oh,
that's what the military calls them, yeah.
Doom Coons?
Doom Coons.
The military.
The military.
Way to blanket them.
Yes, blanket statement.
Our racist military.
Oh, God.
It just shows that the path marked to shoot.
Any room for Charlie. Balls, move over.
So do I. I'm like,
man, you look like you're afraid to breathe. Jesus.
I know.
Now, Brevis.
It's just the way like the couch is like tilting me this way.
Yeah, but you guys look like you're on a first date.
Matt,
in
because
high school.
First off, you used to sit. Matt used to sit where I sat, yeah. And he blew the fucking seat out. So I sit here now, and now he's complaining about leaning into it because I'm sinking in this fucking hole he created. There literally is a spring blasted out the bottom of my couch because of Matt.
Ooh. All right, now hey. I'm on the opposite side of the lean.
Bree's getting a boner.
And Matt, can you,
that's
can you
why
do
I have the pillow right here.
Nice.
In case of surprise sex.
Her clitoris is getting
surprise.
An erection.
Hey, that reminds me. Anybody hear the story about the lady on the plane who got like finger blasted while
by
she was
Samuel
sleeping?
L. Jackson?
Fingers on a plane.
Wait, what'd she get?
She got like molested by some guy.
She woke
New
up
Jersey
to, the,
guy.
To the guy next to her.
Fingering her?
Yeah.
What?
No, you haven't heard this?
How do you get a full finger in a girl without her waking up
he
early?
He swears it was consensual. Obviously.
It has to be.
You know, his name's like Abdul Hobblebar.
Hobblebar.
Hobblebar. He was reaching for a pineapple grenade in her pussy.
No, but seriously, they were on a plane. She was sleeping, and then she wakes up to him just fucking feeling up her titties and
wow,
his hands just, down her pants.
Yeah, hands in the pants and hands up the shirt.
Is he a dentist?
Yeah. That's a good movie, by the way. I cranked it to that a few times.
A few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on in the chat?
Yeah, I just really
Brian Shapiro's here.
Oh,
I just love
Brian Shapiro's here.
Hmm. Yeah, thanks for ruining the show last week.
Actually, Shapiro, you did a stand-up job, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I got rave reviews from the Chalk Brothers.
Yes.
About Shapiro?
Yeah.
Nice.
Are they
one of my favorite parts was when you said he had a fribble in his pants.
Yeah. That was fucking great.
And when Steve said that Kev's balls look like two soldiers carrying their wet laundry back to the barracks.
Yeah.
What?
Like when I get up, Matt, I have to make sure my ass crack isn't hanging out. When he gets up, he's got to make sure his balls ain't falling out the bottom of his shirt.
I have a hefty satchel.
He does. To tell you. Satchel.
It's like two cartoon Acme bags filled with anvils.
My God.
Yes.
I have a story I'm not going to tell right
now. No, you're going to tell it right now. You're going to.
Here we go. Okay.
Tell it.
No, because it involves.
Bless you. Tell it.
No.
Tell it.
You can't just do that on air.
Tell it.
You just
tell it.
You have to. You screwed yourself.
I'll tell you
tell
what.
It.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to turn your mic off.
Tell it.
You just tell us. Okay. And go.
Kev will pretend it's his.
Are you sure?
It's off. It's
really?
Off. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You're amongst friends.
I was sitting Indian style on the floor.
When?
In my underwear. This was like a year ago. And I was doing something with my son. And he ran up to me and said, "Daddy, you're pooping." Because my balls were hanging out of my shoulder.
He said, "You're pooping."
Yes.
"Daddy, you're pooping." I'm like, "Yeah."
Derek's shitty brown balls.
Ew, your balls are brown.
What, do you like wipe your ass with them?
What, do you got bed sores on your testicles?
Oh,
poop. Were they coming out? Get the camera on her. We got. Wait, were they coming out like both sides? Like
no,
spread
just coming out just the left the side.
B-shaps. Wow, Derek.
You didn't know your balls were hanging out your shorts, or did
no,
you?
No, Kevin, back me up on this.
They'll hang.
You sit around and you wear boxers?
Yeah.
You just sit down with your legs spread, they just come
right out,
right?
I know. I wear long pants.
I'm
just saying, I wear long pants because it's too much of a risk.
If you're sitting around, too much
pretty much.
Matt, you're telling me right now you don't ever sit in your computer chair at home, just in your
in my room, yeah. But like if I go out like into the living room, I switch to the long pants.
Yeah, because you had a little sister and a mother there.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
This is like my home. I walk around in my underwear.
So he's just sitting there, ball swinging, just having a good time with the kid.
Mm-hmm. Just hanging out.
There's apparently a lot of sack in this room.
Oh, except for somebody.
He brings the average back down to normal. Yeah.
Wait, what do I do?
You skew the average ball size here.
My testicles are so tiny.
You are the outlier of ball.
The outlier. The means extremes.
Horrible. Like, there's probably insects with bigger testicles than me.
Yet, you have the most children.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they were.
Oh, man. Functional.
Mm-hmm.
The show will not be called "Daddy, You're Pooping," so don't even ask.
No, it's going to be Jugglesaurus or whatever.
Wait, what was it?
Jugglomotomus.
You know, Steven's got a story about his balls.
Jugglefagus.
What story is this?
We were doing the last show we wrestled on, and Steve, we were getting ready for our next match. Steve's oiled up, ready to go, and he stands up from the chair he's sitting in, and there's a clear outline of his ass, balls, and penis.
You never saw it?
No.
Yes.
And he didn't even realize it. Somebody was like, "Dude."
No. I had already left.
Yeah.
So they didn't point it out to me until they showed me their cell phone.
I think we had a whole match.
It was on the seat.
Came back and it was still, the impression was still on the seat.
So it was just like.
Yeah.
It really does show how lucky I am to have a large penis.
Wow.
And small balls.
So it kind of looked like the Ultimate Warrior's face paint.
Yeah.
Derek, Derek, if you want, I have no quarrels. I will text it to you so you can post it on the page.
No quarrels.
It's not really going to get us kicked off anything. It's
qualms,
not,
I think, is the word he's looking
whatever.
For.
Whatever. It's coming your way, Derek.
Quarrels.
I might have to quarrel with you over
there. It's going to be a real Donnybrook over here.
All right. I just sent it to you, Derek. You're going to get my outline of my oily balls.
Oh, boy.
Oily balls.
You never saw that?
No.
This.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Brevis.
What do you think, huh? Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, but just imagine
that's
that.
Cocoa butter right there.
Testicles are so small, though.
They are, man.
Yeah, but that's not saying much about the rest of you then.
What are you talking about? My penis is hanging down on my knee almost.
We left to go wrestle, and other people noticed this and took
that's
pictures
funny.
Of it.
Now that's from the oil?
Oil, you sweat, everything.
Funny, right?
Yes. What is this on? I was half listening.
It was on like a leather chair.
A leather chair? Was he naked on it?
No. He was in his wrestling tights. It bled right through.
No. There was a point where I was naked on it.
Okay, there was a point where he was naked on it.
I don't know. That's
Snuffleupagus.
Juggalupagus. You got to get a picture
of Snuffleupagus
with Juggalo face paint on.
Something? Oh, wait, you know what? I'll put it to the webcam.
I'll put it on
Twitter.
Yeah,
do it up.
You put it on Twitter, yeah.
That thing right there.
I'll do it to that because I got to get up and piss anyway.
See, and
the thing is, after we won the tournament on that show, they actually took that seat and immortalized it like it was a like a Walk of Fame kind of thing.
Immortalized it.
Yeah, it's now hanging up on the wall.
It looks like an X-ray.
Do you guys see any tumors there?
It's an MRI of his lungs.
Is there a tumor? Oh, no,
so that's
a mushroom
the
tip. Holy shit, Brian seen a penis and got happy. You see that?
Damn. He give you a little cross professional there. Oh, no, it's a D. XP. XP looks like a like an X with a like a face with the cross with the tongue sticking out.
Wow.
Juggaluficus. So after that, we're I think we're ready for a break.
Already?
So, Brevis, you know, Brevis. On the subject of shooting
God.
Up a store,
Brevis
you recently departed from your previous employer.
Yes.
Did you ever consider killing anyone? Go.
Killing anybody?
Yes.
Oh, I was. Mm-hmm. My manager.
Mm-hmm. Smothering them.
Now, okay.
Yeah. No, I think he's gay. That's why he got, because all the girls literally left. He discriminated all the girls. So, if I went to go suffocate on my tits, I think he'd, like, die of a heart attack.
Well,
is that your normal means of murder? Tit suffocation?
Maybe.
Suffocation by breast?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Can work. Yeah. And suffocate somebody with them.
Why don't you explain the process?
Why don't you demonstrate on Kefir?
No. Matthew.
She's not paying attention.
Oh, sure, but she heard my ball story.
Not only did she hear the ball story, but she laughed so hard she was squeaking.
I know.
Brian
Shapiro. There's a little mouse.
We've got to go back and check if the mic's picked up on that.
Huh? You all can go to hell. Oh, we can go to hell? Why, because we're making fun of your laugh?
What?
Real quick.
Real quick. By the way, here's some Pepto-Bismol.
Can I point out that Steve...
Or Alka-Seltzer.
Can I just reestablish that Steve has pants that cannot support... Like an ass that cannot support pants?
I don't.
Anytime he bends at all, you see his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Full on
ass. Crack kills.
Same thing here.
But real quick, going back to that oily thing. I think that Matt...
Going back to my cock.
Matt can vouch for this because he's actually said he's had the same problem. Like, when I get out of the shower and I can admire myself. Like, damn, man.
That's the same problem.
I should just walk around naked because this is badass right now, you know? But because some people might be questioning why there's an oily imprint of my penis and balls on the screen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Obviously, that means I had to oil my penis and balls.
Yes.
And I do that because...
Make them humble.
On the day of shows, it like literally turtles up.
Yeah.
Because, I guess nerves... So I, you know.
Well, that in Spanish.
It's called protection mode or preservation mode. What
some
is
shit
it?
Like that.
There's a term for it.
It's really like a turtle that's scared of prey and in an air-conditioned room at the same time.
It so knows that
it
there's
looks like
danger.
A little Cabbage Patch Kid coming out of the ground.
It's just like a little button. Like, if you like, don't press this.
It just for me, it kind of looks like I'm like uncircumcised.
So what I do is I oil up and I tug it a little bit to keep it out of its fucking shell.
Yeah.
Come on, little guy. And when I move around, it kind of feels good a little bit.
It never works, though.
I've never even thought to do that.
To do what?
Ever. Oh. To prep my wiener before I put my tights on.
Yeah.
Well, former Aristocrat Sean preps his wiener all day.
Oh, it does. Oh, he does. The whole time we're in the locker room, you're and like talking to him, and he's just like...
Yeah.
Playing with himself?
Yeah, the whole
well,
time.
He's the only one of us that wears trunks. Like the trunks.
Real trunks.
Like yeah. And he under that, he wears a G-string.
Yeah.
And he...
God.
Not only... preps himself, but he puts a few socks in it from time to time just to make sure that it's very pronounced.
Yes. See, but like, and I know a guy who used to do it too, the gentleman he used to do before we come out. He would actually ask, be like, how does my package look before we go out? And I'm like, it looks great, Ed. Like, you know, like, like, come on, it's, you know, just do what you got to do. But for me, that would never, ever work. No matter what, when I go through that curtain,
it's always huge. I can't help it.
Exactly.
See, my dick gets so small it becomes a third testicle.
Yeah.
Like, that's how far...
Well, see, your testicles are huge, though. It's no good real
skill.
Yeah,
that's
right
true.
There.
That's true. What?
Don't tell me.
What? No,
hi,
it's
Mom.
True, though.
Thanks for listening.
It's true. There's
always.
Nothing. There's nothing I can do. It's always that anticipation. Because, like...
Well, luckily, Matt's belly hides most of it.
It does. Now it does. Back in the day, it was a real problem. I don't know how I ever wore those blue shorts. Remember when I used to wear those blue shorts?
No.
I don't know how I wore those.
No.
I remember those like that
any,
like
any
material
wrestling,
everybody was wearing for a while?
Any wrestling pre-real gear for me is completely gone from my head.
I believe it.
So basically, everything after a year or before a year and a half ago is gone from memory banks.
Yeah. So, Paul's a penis.
I don't know if you noticed this, Kev. You know how we always mess with Fast Eddie?
Wait, what?
Huge Schwartz.
Yeah, Schwartz. Yeah. Just a little backstory. We got a
Schwartz.
We got a dude who wrestled us, young guy, fucking hung like a mule. And it got to
how big are we talking here?
Like, he wore a singlet, spandex, and all that, and you could see it running down his leg.
Nice.
And it got to the point where we were making fun of him so much for it.
Making fun of him.
Because he got so self-conscious that he started wearing shorts to wrestle. Yeah. And we're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
God gave you a gift. Off. Please show it.
But yeah. He is also a very small, very thin person.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it gives it away. You know, if I lost 200 pounds and was 90 pounds, it would be humongous. That's the idea behind it. But I don't know if you noticed this, Kev, but the last set of pictures that came out, when we were getting all the teams were getting introduced, when he's walking out of the curtain, it's the first thing that draws the eye.
Really?
It's casting a shadow.
Yes.
You can see the relief.
But he is underage, so I don't know if we should show the picture.
He graduated high school. It's okay.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true.
He's of the age of consent.
All right, Derek, go to the rest
photo
of the
mark?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What
this is child pornography.
What do you have pulled up?
You want to see that instead?
Yeah.
What is this?
Let's see what we got. And
ooh.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's going to explode.
What is that?
Pregnant bikini contest.
That doesn't even look like a real, like, pregnant stomach. Houston? It looks like she's wearing a prosthesis.
Houston, Texas.
Houston, we have a problem.
Expectant mothers in Houston, Texas strut their stuff and show off their bellies in the 8th annual Rod Ryan Show Pregnant Bikini Contest.
Is she in her 8th month there? Like, what's going on?
She looks like she's ready to pop. And she looks like she's wearing, like, wrestling boots or something.
Yeah. She's got
high cons.
She's got
very
Hot Topic cons on.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. That first broad.
Uh-huh.
Is that, like, the seam from where the previous baby came from going down her belly?
No, some people get that. Some people don't.
Yeah. There's actually a name for it. I forget what it's called.
I don't know. Not so happy trail.
It's called natal navel fucking.
I liked how they put her number like on the belly.
It looks like you could paint that to be an eyeball.
Yeah.
Do you think she would instantly win if like a hand popped out?
I don't know. What do you guys think of this?
Look at that. Look at the stomach on that one.
Look at
that. Twins in there.
The first thing I saw was that guy's pit sweat.
Yeah. Pit sweat. He's sweating because he can't believe that.
Texas.
Look at how protruding that stomach is.
I think that redhead right there on the far right isn't actually pregnant. I think she's just holding up her gun to make sure it looks like she is.
She's holding up an albino watermelon.
The one in the that one. Ooh. Right there. She don't look too bad pregnant.
Actually, yeah.
Which one?
The one in the green.
The lime green or green.
Lime green.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a baby bump.
A baby bump.
That's what that is.
I wouldn't mind that.
She's about 5 months.
I would hump the pump. I'd hump the pump.
She hasn't dropped yet.
I'd hump the bump and kill the kid.
No. Wow. Come on, I can't reach it.
I'd kill the kid. I don't know about humping the bump.
I'm talking about laying on top of her.
Yeah.
Well-placed elbow drop. And
well, I mean, beauty comes in all forms.
It's true. That's true. There's nothing wrong with a pregnant woman.
Yeah, a lot of people dig it.
Actually, yeah, my dad actually had a... No, never mind.
Oh, God.
Oh, go on.
Steven, don't talk about this. Let's play laser tag.
What's the matter?
I was just going to bring up my dad got me the laser tag.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was.
He had a pregnant, what? Pregnant porn?
No,
prego porn?
I was mixing stories in my head. I'm drunk.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Okay.
Yep.
Steven's self-censorship disappoints me.
What's up with the dude crying on the side there?
Are they?
Where?
No, on the right there. Now buzzing. This is like an ad with a guy just like, aah!
23 easy ways to instantly make your day better.
Oh, I thought it said gay better.
Well, make your gay better.
Is that Jakey?
Yeah.
What do you mean, ew, Brie?
Gay batter. Yuck.
Gay batter.
What? It's just like, it's just blood, shit, and jizz all mixed together.
Yes.
Some gay batter.
How come gay guys get to like see chicks naked all the time in person?
It's all a ruse because they really do want to see them and they just pretend that they're gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell that to the guy who's getting a dick slammed into his ass.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't think that's part of the ruse.
No, like deep down, they really still want
like
to.
Deep
see
down,
him.
He's getting a dick slammed in his ass,
deep.
And he's
biting his lip.
Boobies.
He's biting his lip and crying, and just thinking about the next time he's going to see tits because he's gay.
Oh, it's all worth it.
He's shitting blood and cum because he wants to see tits,
and he's getting like AIDS injected in his ass,
anally injected death serum.
Yes.
What kind of sandwich do I need, Brian Shapiro? I'm just curious.
pulled pork.
Well, Jews don't mix meat and cheese, so.
They don't?
Nope.
Derek does what all the time? We need context clues. We're talking about too much.
Derek does that all the time.
Wait, are you talking about shitting jizz?
Oh.
Ew.
Derek.
Well, that works, but okay.
That's why it didn't make any sense.
Brian Shapiro thinks you take it in the dumper.
I might.
It's either that
he
or
he takes it
sandwiches.
Out the dumper.
Call him Dumper Sex Derek.
Dumper Sex Derek.
Easy Dumper. That's Derek's name. EasyDumper.com.
Oh, let's Christ. Go to it. Bring it up.
All right. So
Easy Dumper.
Are we waiting on you for something, Derek?
Oh, is he bringing up Fast Eddie? Is that what he's doing?
No, I'm getting ready for break.
Oh.
After you, Buffalo.
We'll let Bree talk more.
Anything else you want
to
say?
What do you got to say, Bree?
What's on
this
your mind?
Conversation's gross.
Which one?
Oh, go on.
Shut Which up. One?
Exactly.
Did you listen last week? Did you hear what the hell we were saying?
You know what? I think I can clear this up.
I was working last week this time.
Okay.
She was just talking about her hatred of her gay boss.
Oh.
And then we get into gay stuff.
Oh, yeah. Me suffocating him with my tits.
What?
There it is. She has a gay bias.
Oh my God. I like gay people, though.
Bree Silva hates the gay.
Yeah.
Oh, I
Let's
the
put
gay.
It out there right
I
now.
Like
if
him.
She finds out, Matt, pretend to be gay because she'll suffocate you with her tits.
Hey.
Brevis and Gay Matt.
Brevis.
Brevis.
Brevis and Guthead.
Oh,
and go to break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
The burger from
kitchen.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
La cucina.
Hey, Bree.
Hi.
Hey, how do you say kitchen in Brazilian?
Cozinha.
Like lean cozinha?
Kazuya?
Cozinha.
Hmm. How do you say it in French? I don't remember.
La cucina. That's Spanish.
La kitchen.
Le kitchen. Probably la cuisine or something like that.
Probably that.
Le cuisine.
How do you say
la cuisine?
How do you say areolas in Brazilian?
Fucking nips.
Shit, I don't know.
Nips are really
surrounding the nipple. I forgot how to say nipples in Portuguese.
Oh,
hold
no.
On.
She's thinking.
That's fucking awesome.
Come on.
Awesome.
Nips are really small beers.
Really small what?
Beers.
Beer. That's true, yeah.
I forgot. That's
I laughed
bad.
At that when that first came out. I'm like, you want a Budweiser nip? I was like, no.
So you don't. You
sounds
what?
Succulent.
Budweiser nips.
So how do you say it?
Fucking nips.
Got.
What's breasts?
What do they look like?
Breasts or something
like that?
Tetas.
That's it.
Tetas?
Tetas.
What do they look like?
Ditka.
Right, guys? You with me, right? Right?
Ditkas. A pair of breasts or ditka?
Who'd win a fight? A hurricane or ditkas?
What if the hurricane's name was Ditka?
Hurricane Ditka.
Oh, Lord.
I like when they had they did that skit.
Oh, viewers are going up.
They did. Oh, hello. They did that skit, but they had Michael Jordan in, and then they're doing everyone's inner monologue, and one of them's just going, ditka, 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 ditka.
Yes.
The good old days.
So, Steven's favorite Apple iPhone program, Instagram, has been flooded with sexually explicit images.
Sure has.
A craze that is dubbed Instaporn.
Nice.
Hipsters beware. Instagram is being flooded with sexually explicit images, and there's nothing the company can do about it.
Picture cocks.
That's not true.
Users of the photo sharing website are uploading tens of thousands of raunchy pictures under various photography hashtags, which can be accessed by anyone. While nude and sexually suggestive pictures are technically banned under Instagram's terms of service, the company's team of just 15 employees cannot keep up with the 5 million pictures uploaded to the website each day.
They're going down.
Yeah. You know what they've done, though? Because I actually like checked hashtags for like teats and stuff like that.
Teats.
T-E-E-A-T-S. Teats.
When you put in the, when you search for that hashtag, though, nothing comes up. It just says no results found.
Yeah.
Not really.
But
just like
when
Google.
You go to like somebody else, like if you come up with something else more clever, like jugs or something, yeah, then you can see a
way
picture.
Way clever.
Then you'll see a picture of a girl's tits, and then it'll say hashtag teats.
Yep. When you find the genius way around it, like using the word jugs.
Genius.
When you...
Memories? Brian Shapiro says Instagram is stupid anyway. That's because it's not called Instagramstein.
I just got that.
Instagiro.
I just got that.
Yeah.
Instapenny.
That just almost got funny. So
instant shekels.
Insta-shekel.
So anyway, the results don't come up for the hashtags.
Well, it's just like if you search for certain people on Google, you just won't find them. Their name like won't come up in like the instant search and stuff because they're involved in maybe porn or something. You just won't get matches. It's the same thing. It's there.
Yeah, like if you Google Hitler, you won't find it.
If you
I don't know how accurate that is.
Well, because he was involved with, you know, genocide, so that he's like erased from history.
Wait, is that genocide the wrestler?
The wrestler from the mid-90s?
Yeah, mid-90s wrestler.
You know, if you Google Hitler, I think you get like a few hundred million matches, and I think like the only person above him is Jesus.
One for
every
Jew he killed.
100 million.
Yes.
So is there a room full of Instagram employees that are just going, how do we get rid of all these tits?
Oh my God.
There's just tits, guns, and dicks everywhere! Oh, hi.
Sorry.
Oh, hi.
Whoops. Whoops, it's
Ace. Hi, 10-year-old girl.
Look at her nodding.
Yeah.
She's like, yep, you're stupid.
Gotcha.
She's just sitting there. That Instagram is terrible.
I know that word and that word and that word.
Guess what I'm telling everyone in school this week?
Do you know what's on Instagram? I heard about this thing. It's Instagram. And there's all kinds of pictures of boobies.
Babies.
Boobies.
There's boobies and wieners.
Boobus.
Yeah, Instagram. Anyways.
So.
Instagram's got boobies and wieners.
Yes.
Like, I was hashtagging, like, anything you could think of sexual.
I've seen people's butts on there.
Yeah.
Hashtag people's butts.
Like, if you put, like, hashtag plumber's crack, then you get some sweet ass.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sweet ass ass.
Yes.
But if you put, like, chick's ass, it ain't coming up.
No.
Chick's ass.
Chick's ass.
Yes, that is the Wilford Brimley way of saying boobies. If you have giant boobies.
Giant boobies.
I have giant boobies.
I have giant boobies.
Can I help you?
Diabetes.
It's Wilford Brimley. Diabetes guy.
Yeah. Bree has giant boobies.
Something just vibrated on this couch.
It's not my phone because my vibration is apparently gone.
Really?
Yeah. The other day, like, it lit up and I'm like, huh. I'm like, it didn't ring and it didn't vibrate. And I picked it up and then, like, another text came in and the vibrate was so faint. I was like, fuck. Like, I never even have it on any kind of ring.
Might not have been your phone, though. We said Breeze Boobus. And that was probably your pecker.
Remember the Nokia phones? The old ones? You used to have to get a separate battery that vibrated. Yeah.
Yep.
If you wanted to vibrate.
It was like a rumble pack.
Rumble.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They call it the rabbit.
Bobus.
Bobus Fett.
I think Bree got that rabbit joke. None of you guys did, though.
I did.
Why don't you explain it? Because that'll only make it more funny.
It's like the girl's favorite choice of dildo.
Favorite.
Oh.
The best.
I apologize for not being up on my dildos.
Right? I know, seriously. Bree is the only one who got that.
So what?
Ow, that hurts my chest.
What dildos?
No, when I laugh.
Is it because you're suffocating under those bosoms?
Just because I...
My poor lungs.
Having trouble getting oxygen in those lungs.
Just because I care more about pleasing a woman than the rest of you.
Okay, all right. Well, you're not doing it.
I beg to differ.
The rabbit's doing all the work.
That's true. I have a rabbit.
But I think then how do you know so much about it?
It's like a ring finger thing, right?
Yeah.
No. Basically, the best one is the Hitachi, though.
Hitachi.
That plugs into the wall, though. And that makes girls gush like a fire hydrant.
Oh, my God. Kids are like,
do you watch the demonstrational videos of these?
Like, absolutely. I do. I do. I
inner city kids running up to her.
Drought's over.
We can water our grass. We can fill up the kiddie pool.
It's fertilized.
The Hitachi is amazing.
It's amazing, he says.
If you like Google videos of this dick chicks using it.
All right, bring it up, Derek.
No. Like literally, like from like beginning to end, like from like their pants are still on till the end is like 45 seconds. They like, unbutton and then
that's
they
it. It's over.
Oh. Done. Are you okay? Could you stop?
What was it that got
could you?
You
stop shouting the microphone.
The inner city kids running in front of you.
Well, we were talking about you specifically, but
it's still great stuff.
Whoever uses it.
It's so fucking hilarious.
It is hilarious. Inner city kids.
Inner city kids.
What do they do?
Inner city
they knock
posse.
The thing off the fire hydrant and then they go, they go play in the water.
Yeah.
It just doesn't stop. It's a constant stream.
My mind is a little racist right now.
Yeah?
Well, oh, okay. Well, you're just picturing yourself.
Well, I said inner city kids.
You're picturing yourself right on your bed using your Tamagotchi or whatever it is, and then here comes little black kids at the end.
Tamagotchi!
Oh, my God. What is a Tamagotchi? I forgot.
Those little pets.
Those little things that, like
the Gigapets?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember what Tamagotchi is, but I'm well up on my fucking Hitachi.
Hitachi.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yamaguchi.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So
they opened the hydrant on 42nd and Brevis.
Brevis. 11th and Brevis? Nope, this is only 9th Street.
Oh, my God.
It's really gushing down there.
I don't know.
Whoops.
Tell Chantel and Leroy we're going down to Brevis.
All right, now
we're going down to Brevis.
Chantel and Leroy.
9th Street's all tapped out.
Oh, shit. There's a show name, 9th and Brevis.
There you go.
All right, we're back.
Okay.
Whoo.
It's getting a little hot in here.
Seattle's best coffee. Anybody partake in Seattle's best?
I don't drink coffee.
I'm from New Jersey.
They are subsidiary to Starbucks. They have combined. They have combed. Sorry, state fairs across the country and are officially gearing up to release a bacon coffee drink.
Ugh. Why ruin bacon?
The new flavor, a melding of level 5 Seattle's best coffee, caramelized bacon, and subtle hints of pumpkin pie spice.
All right.
Comes in the way of a countrywide search for the most imaginative new coffee drink.
What is this obsession with people ruining bacon?
I don't know.
They're putting bacon
it
in every
huge thing.
Ice cream.
Do you know what I had this morning for breakfast?
Oh, boy.
Bacon.
You know what?
Just slices of bacon.
Just slices of bacon.
You have to eat the most basic like foods in order to...
Yes.
Avoid total disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So you just eat a slab of bacon with nothing
bacon.
Else.
Yeah.
Actually, last week when I went to that block Sounds party, good. When I first got there, Kev made me sip on someone's alcoholic beverage that was bacon flavored.
Someone brought a bacon beer. Wow. Maple bacon beer.
Mm. Oh, the maple might be nice.
Yeah. Well, it tasted like an ale, and then you got a little hint of the maple, and then like a smokiness like aftertaste.
Where there is smoke, there is fire.
It didn't exactly. It was more of like a waffle and syrup kind of flavor.
Yeah.
Than so much more.
But like
bacon.
But like really bitter.
I didn't like it.
Like a really bitter waffle.
But I love the pumpkin spice crave too. That's amazing.
I'm very excited that it's September. All the pumpkin spice things are coming out.
Might as well be Halloween.
I've already killed about 30 pumpkin
our Oktoberfest.
I got a whole box of Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice coffee for the K-Cup.
What's everybody being for Halloween this year?
My son told me that I had to be an alligator.
Okay. I talked to Steve.
He's
going to
be
one.
Thomas. I have to be an alligator. That's it.
I talked to Steve number one, and I'm thinking maybe we're going to go to some bars as Abe Lincoln and Ben Franklin.
Dare you? Yes.
I think that would be friggin' awesome.
That would
Because we were like dead ringers.
And Matt, you don't even need an outfit.
I don't. I just go like this.
You already have the bifocals. No,
I'm just going to walk.
Just powder your hair.
Go like this. Yeah. I'm just going to walk around with like $100 bills.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
All right.
Or just
I'm going to do a DiBiase gimmick, though, when I do it.
Why not a fucking kite with a key on it?
Exactly.
Hey, we don't need that racist talk around here.
I told Steve he can just carry around like, oh. Do you know where that? Do you know where that really came from?
What?
The what K word?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like not as bad as like everybody thinks it is. Does anybody know?
I am sick to death of this, trying to please you, you fucking kite.
That word.
That one?
Oh.
Yeah. Does anybody know like the most commonly accepted definition of the original?
Wasn't it Hitler? He was going, "Let's go fry a kike out." No, wasn't that it?
No, actually, it was.
Is the most commonly accepted answer banker?
Nope.
Oh,
Steve,
lawyer?
No,
no idea.
Great.
I don't know.
Silva is like that's like Portuguese like for silver, right?
No.
Oh, because silver is Jewish. It's a precious metal.
So go on.
Anyway, okay, so apparently when the Jews were coming into Ellis Island, many of them either couldn't use the alphabet here or were just illiterate in general. This is not like saying that they're stupid or anything. It's just like that's just how it was. This was you know, almost 100 years ago. So instead of signing an X because it had relation to Christianity, because like what they would just like the mark the name on the documents, they put a circle. And apparently the Yiddish word for circle is keikel. Oh. And it became an abbreviation over the years.
Cycle.
And they continue to do this over decades, and that's how it came to be.
So basically,
it's really not like, so that's just like, oh, it's another, you know, cycle.
So basically, saying kike is the equivalent of saying Tony.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Boom.
It's really like.
A wetback.
Yeah, it's just that it's, well, kind of.
Yeah.
But think about it. That's like, when you actually break it down, if that's the real definition,
that's not
it's been completely overinflated to be this like absolute disastrous thing. Brian Shapiro. Evil.
Well, when he did say Keichel, I had a little twinge in a penis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
Not Feifel, Keichel.
Now, I have a Feifel related story, actually.
Do you?
But see, the thing is offending a Jew is more offensive than anything in the world.
That's what I'm saying, is like the word has now. Since we wouldn't really have any idea of what it would have been like back then, to be you know how disparaging it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it now. Like, is that really that bad?
I don't think it's used that much. You know
what the word?
Not. Yeah,
the word.
Yeah.
I think we should bring it back.
Is that right?
Shapiro, I don't think it ever went
back,
away.
Can you back this up?
It kind of reminds me of the origin of the N-word.
What was the origin of that?
Oh, well, there was a naked black man and a naked white man next to each other, and a woman with a toothache tried to say that the black man was bigger.
Oh.
But, it just wasn't coming out
but
right.
Because her fingers were in her mouth holding her tooth.
Yeah.
Harder.
It's a cute little story that has to relate to Feivel. My mother works at a restaurant in Highlands, and one of the busboys, I guess, his name is Fidel.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Cuban or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she calls him Fidel for whatever reason. Because my mother's one of those people, one of those New Yorkers that can't pronounce anybody. Like, we have a friend, Gerard.
And
she calls him Gerard. And, like, that's a totally different name. It's not that she's just, like, mispronouncing Gerard.
She just refuses to change.
Yes. And, like Carolyn, we call her Caroline. Like, that. Like, she's just really bad like that. But she calls him Fidel. And she goes, you know, like the mouse. I go, no. Like,
it's Feivel. It's Feivel.
Yeah, I go, no. It's like, literally, like, ask Steve. He knows all about Feivel.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. But, yeah. Like, I just.
Inside
think
and out.
Fidel the mouse.
Fidel.
So now he's a Cuban Jew.
If your mom asked me what I know about Feivel, I'm going to say that my parents hid him in their attic while the Germans were storming through France.
Well, speaking of. Common phrases that have nasty roots or innocent roots. Mm. I think we might have a video for this.
Ooh.
If the Verizon broadband will allow us to buy.
Cable modem.
That's like L7.
Have you ever used broadband? The expression going Dutch or talked about holding down the fort? Then you had better pay attention to this new advice from a State Department bureaucrat. You may be insulting friends and
Carl
colleagues
Winslow.
With racially insensitive and or sexist remarks without even knowing it. Fox's Trace Gallagher is live with more, and he's about to be really
look at
offensive.
They're all like, look how happy he is.
Yeah, you know, can't wait.
The State Department Chief Diversity Officer, the man you just saw, John Robinson, Americans are pretty much offending each other
if
every day.
He had glasses,
day
he looked like a real-life Mr. Mackey.
You mentioned the phrase, hold down the fort. Well, it's offensive, right? And it's offensive because it apparently... To American Indians, the phrase was initially meant to say, if you hold down the fort, you are protecting the fort against attack by Indians. The next one,
that's not
if
offensive.
You pay your own way, you go to a restaurant, it's called going Dutch, right? Well, it's offensive to the Dutch because, as you see there, it portrays them as being cheap.
Well, there now, are a lot Jewish of Jewish
phrase,
Dutch.
Rule of thumb, Allie, you would be a woman hater because it refers to an antiquated law that says a switch or a rod to beat your wife
yes.
could not be thicker than the width of a husband's thumb because
yes.
if the bruises were thicker, that means the husband violated the rule of thumb
yes.
and could then be brought up on charges.
My penis
you can't
is thicker
use
than
the
my
word
phone.
Handicap so. Because that's offensive to both beggars and the handicap because it's kind of a combination of both, right?
So
it means
Dutch Jewish and
that you
Jewish.
Had your cap in hand as a beggar. Get
this
it?
Is what liberals
and
care
Black
about.
And Black and Tan, one of my
they,
favorite
they
beers, by the way,
stuff.
Is apparently offensive to Irish. I mean, it's one of the biggest Irish beers in Irish pubs, but it's offensive to Irish
it
because it
big,
refers to a group
dish.
That once committed atrocities against an Irish.
Wait,
it's
Black
a stout,
and
by the way, and a lager. You mix them together, and it separates, and they call it.
Yeah, does it?
Black and Tan.
Thanks.
Yeah, watch
I
what
know.
You say.
I know all about I the Black and Tan, Trace.
Wow.
That is a fascinating study of etymology. I use rule of thumb all the time.
And
yikes.
I never realized it was
so
something.
This State Department official wants us all to stop using
guess what?
These,
you can still use
phrases?
It, dummy.
I wonder if her nipples
I never realized it was the rule the of my husband beating me.
My husband beats me all the time with things much larger than his thumb.
Rule of cock.
Now, when he's a half a dozen Pabst Blue Ribbons deep, I can say, hey, nothing bigger than the thumb.
Buddy.
I wonder if her nipples are bigger than her thumb.
Probably. So, basically, it's just so stupid.
Yeah.
It well, is next true. Time you use a phrase like pillow biter, remember, it's about anal sex.
With faggots.
You may be offending
rule
faggots.
Rule of faggots.
If you call somebody a butt pirate, that is actually a slur against gays.
Have and
you,
pirates.
Have you ever called, said that one of your friends had become nigger rich? That's actually
an insult to faggots.
The rich. This phrase might bother coloreds.
That bothers the wealthiest 1%. So Brian Shapiro doesn't know about the origin of the K word.
No?
No.
Well, why should he? He's the worst one of them all.
Wow.
If you've ever referred to your friend as a pain in the neck, well, you won't want to know what this one's about. It's about violently skull-fucking somebody who's unexpected.
Surprise.
It might be referring to hanging black faggots.
Well,
I'm tearing up. Wow.
And it brings us back to, like, when they released all those words you weren't allowed to say in school anymore between certain ages. Dinosaur and
what?
Snowman. Yeah, look it up. I'll keep talking about it while Derek looks it up.
Okay. Snowman is actually offending white faggots.
Yeah, no, they said they...
What should I look up?
Just type in those words and then put like...
Offensive,
removed, something like that. They're taking these words out of textbooks.
What was it like? Snowman and what?
Snowman, dinosaur, and like... there's like a few other things. There's things that kids will not learn about between certain ages. I think it's between ages like 5 and 8 and like...
It's snowman,
it's dinosaur.
Dinosaurs, slave whip Negroes.
Yeah, dinosaur might like offend... Like a creationist or something. Like
you may think dinosaur is just a name for an extinct lizard, but it's actually offensive to short-wristed faggots.
Short. Oh, no. Short-wristed.
Speaking of which, short-wristed may be anything offending midget faggots.
Okay. Bring it up. Because it's retarded.
Bree's just out of her fucking mind right now. She is.
She don't give a
she's afraid still, to say something.
She's still excited she about all the little gays. Black kids running up to her.
I'm staring at my boobs on camera.
Yeah, you like them?
Yeah.
Okay. See, like,
censored.
Yeah, like, you can actually like do something and then watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, so looks like the short of this was that they were trying to ban certain words in school.
Yeah.
The complete list. Abuse, physical, sexual, emotional, or psychological. Alcohol. Birthday celebrations and birthdays. Bodily functions. Cancer and other diseases.
What?
Catastrophes and catastrophes.
We don't like what was the phrase they used? We don't like negative so stupid.
Like they can't celebrate birthdays no more because of kids with peanut allergies.
Yeah.
They can't really? Celebrate birthdays because like some kids' parents might not celebrate their birthdays.
Yeah, like Jewish people don't celebrate birthdays.
Right.
Oh. It's offensive to people born on the leap year.
We know someone born on a leap year. February 29th.
Hmm.
Right, Derek?
February 29th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know somebody born on February 29th, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah. Oh. Hmm. Maybe you didn't know.
No, I didn't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh.
See, other things that they are going to shy away from.
Bree, excuse yourself.
I'm sorry.
And stop molesting the microphone.
Just slipped out.
What's that? Dinosaurs?
Celebrities. Children dealing with serious issues. Cigarettes. Computers at home. Crime. Death and disease. Divorce. Evolution. Expensive gifts, vacations, and prizes.
It's all stuff that's like...
Black people don't have?
Wow.
Or have an abundance of?
Gambling.
Cigarettes, alcoholism.
Gambling involving money, Halloween, homelessness, homes with swimming pools, hunting, junk food, in-depth discussions of sports that require prior knowledge. What? Loss of employment. Nuclear weapons.
Really, it's everything that has any kind of like negative sort of...
This is just life.
...connotation, yeah.
Politics, pornography, poverty, rap music, religion, religious holidays.
No, they only can't talk about conservative politics. Rap they can talk about music. Liberal politics all they want.
Dude, you know what?
Rock and roll music.
Yes, rock and roll music.
You know, speaking of politics, I think I'm done talking about politics on the internet.
It offends
you don't have to.
So many
Thank
people. You don't have to. You don't even have to do it because it's what's going to happen is going to happen. No, don't even care.
No, you know the thing is...
You shouldn't give a shit about what anybody
says. I can't
says.
Figure out why it offends people so much.
Well,
really... The only thing I can come up with is because they just don't agree.
Well, 100% the liberals will fight conservatives on everything no matter what. Like, more often than not, conservatives will just be like, oh, whatever. You know, they let us say what we want. But if you say a single negative thing about any liberal, you will be attacked by the mob, by ants. It's like 1,000 ants... Trying to take down like
Department of Education. The agency is suggesting a ban on 50 words in all tests. Now, would you believe that birthday is on the hit list? CBS 2's Emily Smith explains.
Julie Lewis's family celebrates Christmas and Kwanzaa, but wants her children to appreciate and learn about other holidays and celebrations.
They're going to meet people from all walks of the world, and they've got to adjust.
What's puzzling Rosie to
Perez?
Lewis
That's
is
right.
the New York City Board of Education's suggested she ban on references to words in multiple choice tests, including holidays, birthdays, dinosaurs, and expensive gifts
when people's
or items.
Asses whistle.
That's something Cy Fliegel with the Center for Educational Innovation calls ridiculous.
The Petersons take a 5-day vacation in their Mercedes.
Look at this Jew.
As if they're in the Mercedes for 5 days. You think our kids can't?
Look
gonna say
Jew.
I'm offended. I don't have a Mercedes.
This
I don't have a Mercedes.
This much sugar.
I have 5 Mercedes.
Has asked test makers not to include topping the list: poverty, divorce, disease. While every district in the country does this, New York City's Ooh. List is 3 times longer, excluding words that are okay
elsewhere. Look at her shirt's
unbuttoned. Some of
her
those words
Asian, but her
references
mouse says, fuck
to
me.
Creatures from outer space, celebrities,
no Ninja Turtles.
And TV and video game use. New York City Schools Chancellor Dennis Walcott says the suggested
Chancellor.
Word ban has been going on for years.
We're not an outlier in being politically correct. This is just making sure test makers are very sensitive in the development of their
sensitive.
Tests.
As we said, dinosaurs are on the list possibly because they are an example of evolution to the exclusion of creationism. Despite the ban on dinosaurs,
it doesn't,
of evolution.
Dude, it's just getting more socialized. It's ridiculous.
Class.
It is.
Emily Smith, CBS 2 News.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's funny is I had Russian in high school, and one of our vocabulary words in Russian was...
Well, if you would have slowed down, you might have enjoyed it a little more.
One of our vocabulary words in Russian was misanthropy. Derek, look up misanthropy and read the definition.
Was that the teacher's name?
Word. Misanthropy. That's actually a good roller derby name. It is. Huh. Or a Carmen Sandiego character name. Huh. One or the other. They're basically the same thing. This is a vocabulary word.
Misanthropy is the general hatred, mistrust, or disdain of the human species or human nature.
That's hardcore.
A misanthrope or a misanthropist is someone who holds such view or feeling. The word's origins from Greek words, blah, 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 blah.
That was a vocabulary word in our Russian book. I still have that Russian book. I should bring it in. Take a picture. Misanthropy.
Should bring it in. Like, tell.
There's another word. I can't remember what it is. I'll have to skim through the book. But I think that's hilarious. Could you imagine having misanthropy as a vocabulary word today?
Wow. Can you imagine being forced to spell it in front of the classroom?
Yeah.
Jesus, I shit my pants.
It's a fucking word.
Wow. Sounds like a hot porn star.
M-I-S-S.
Misanthropy.
Misanthropy. Yes.
Miss Ants in her pants.
Right? High five.
Language.
Miss and throw pee. Like tossing urine.
Throwing water balloons filled with piss.
So seriously, how dumb is that?
Yeah,
everything's dumb in life.
So those are words that they were banning on
in school
testing.
For testing.
I don't think any of those words were ever banned when I was in school.
No.
And I'm like, barely when were you out of school, so...
How old were you?
When I was still in school, like in the spring.
For like a year. Wow. 2 years.
I remember I had a test. It was like, you know, Nigger Joe has 3 bars of soap that he's going to use to try and cleanse himself.
Oh, could you imagine that? What was that book? The To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got rid of all those.
Yeah.
Oh, I read that book. History. In like elementary school.
Well, it was, what was it? Huck Finn, right?
Yeah.
They had Nigger Joe.
Nigger but Jim. He can't afford Jim. 3 bars of soap, so he steals himself.
That's a
one.
Character in a book, by the way.
Yes, yeah. That's where I was getting at.
Yeah, not to be confused with, you know, Nigger Leroy. And
that's his brother. He comes in halfway through the book.
And Muhammad Shablik Williams.
And they cut Mustafa. And they cut all of that out because they said it was offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're banning books like that from... Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a story about someone who was in a college class with another person we went to high school with, and they were supposed to read an excerpt from the book, and the girl... refused to read it because she wouldn't say Nigger Jim. Mm-hmm. And the other person we know is like, ooh, I can say that.
Ooh, me.
Okay, we're going to skip that for today. Me!
No, I'm saying for everybody.
Because it's in the book, and you can say it when it's in a book.
It's in the book, it's in the dictionary, and cock is in the Bible.
Ass is in the Bible a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Speaking of old things... I'm not quite sure what this is, so I'm going to read it. A lot of things have changed since the 19th century when Barkham Burroughs wrote his Encyclopedia of Astounding Facts and Useful Information in 1889. He devoted a full chapter to the secrets of beauty.
Mm. Yes.
So here are some of the secrets to beauty from 1889. Number one, bathe often-ish. At least once a week, but if possible, a lady should take a plunge or sponge bath 3 times a week.
This is racist because I think Hitler was born in 1889.
Damn it.
I think he was.
I was.
What's better than soap? Ammonia. Any lady who has once learned its value will never be without it. Just a capful or so in the bath works as well as soap and cleans the pores as well as a bleach will do.
Wow. That sounds like it would burn a motherfucker.
Hmm.
Huh.
Here's a good one. Wash your eyes. Nothing is as attractive as sparkling eyes. The best way to achieve that is by dashing soap suds into them. If that's not your style, perfume dropped into the eyes is a reasonable alternative.
What would this do?
Oh my God.
It makes, just makes
you cry? It makes you tear up?
Yes. It makes you blind.
It's supposed to make your eye like burn and then like... I guess it glistens.
You ever see a blind person's eye? It's all smoky. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, what it does is it melts the outer layer of the eye, so it goes away and leaves a nice bright white,
but nice cornea deformity.
Well, now, if you're worried about the pain, for the same bright-eyed look without the burn, half a dozen drops of whiskey and the same quantity of eau de cologne eaten on a lump of sugar is quite effective. What?
Yup.
Another one, don't wash your hair. Water is injurious to the hair. Instead, wipe the dust of the previous day away with a towel.
Yes.
You can also brush your hair during any long idle breaks in the day. 30 minutes is a good hair brushing session.
This sounds like the middle of the song Popular.
Yes.
Wash it at least
and never,
every
ever
2
wash.
Weeks. Once
every 2 weeks.
And if you see Johnny Football here on the hall, tell him you played a great game. And tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
Every boy in the whole world can be yours.
The teenage guide to dating.
Would you rather go down on a girl that's on her period or soaked her vagina in ammonia?
One will smell better and the other will taste better.
Dude, one will kill you.
One will kill you. No, they both will.
So take your pick your poison here.
Okay, no answers?
No.
All right, would you rather go down on a girl who washed her vagina with ammonia or has a dick?
Sounds like we're going for the wolf moon.
I think I'd go down on the dick.
Dick.
I mean ammonia.
Dick.
Oh, so they're saying wash your eyes, don't wash your hair, and never ever wash your face. Simply rub the skin with an ointment of glycerin and dry with a chamoy skin or cotton flannel. Mm.
I think it's a fire hazard. Bow, bow,
bow, one beautiful bow. Lady is admired who had not washed her face for 3 years, yet it is always clean, rosy, sweet, and kissable. I doubt it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. And they're saying don't wash your hands. Hang out naked by the window every day. Okay, this guy's just a pervert.
Okay, here we go.
Now.
All right.
This is also called vapor bathing, which is a different kind of vapor than the aforementioned ammonia soak.
Dude, if anybody follows these rules, they smell like shit.
It smells like shit.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
What year is this? 1889?
1889.
I guess it worked then.
Well, they didn't really have Dove and Irish Spring back then.
I love Irish Spring.
I'm sure all of these options are a lot better than what else was going on back then.
Nothing says handsome lady like a lined lid. The proper solution is 2 drachms of nitric oxide.
Nitrous oxide?
No, nitric oxide of mercury mixed with 1 leaf lard.
Nothing says lady like a
what?
Lard. And nothing says lady like a pierced hood.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And leaf lard.
Leaf lard.
Leaf lard.
So that's how people
handsome lady.
Leaf lard sounds like a nice spread.
You want a handsome lady? Get some leaf lard.
Leaf lard. Leaf lard.
I'm Troy McClure.
Bacon coffee. We did that.
Ugh. That's disgusting. The bacon coffee, I mean. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Was this a man?
Hey, that's the rosy look that they were talking about.
Yeah. This one looks like she was reading a... this was in... Where was this? I hate this. I don't know where it was.
No,
somewhere.
Like a bad sunburn.
Yeah. It looked like she went out in the sun with goggles and one of those ski masks on.
Raiden.
Or no.
Sub-Zero.
Yeah, Sub-Zero. Okay. I used to have one of those. A woman who generated numerous loud noises and complaints with her blaring music.
With her blaring anus.
Which included playing AC/DC's hit song Highway to Hell.
Yes.
At 1 a.m. was arrested 4 times over a 26-hour period. Joyce Coffey, 53, faces several charges after police arrested her 3 times this week because she allegedly refused to turn down the music on her radio at home. And a 4th time for after her nephew accused her of throwing a frying pan at
Can
him.
Can we get a musical bit here?
Coffee like the drink?
But spelled different. Coffey.
You remember the Highway to Hell promo for SummerSlam?
I was just trying to listen to my rock and roll.
I just said something.
If it's too old, you're... No, wait.
You're too old, you're too loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, SummerSlam 98 Highway to Hell promo.
Yeah.
And I was just saying to somebody the other day, how much less effective would it have been if Vince had a hard-on for Shook Me All Night Long? And they use that instead because it sounds so similar.
It does.
But you can slap that over that video and it works just as well.
Probably.
So was this woman like high or something?
Boy.
She's just an asshole.
I just want to listen to my rock records.
It's like she has a bird on her head.
Yeah.
She's not an attractive like woman.
No.
No, but depending on how she smells.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and say she probably smells pretty awful.
Yeah, like cigarettes.
Yeah.
And coffee.
And that friggin' minty shit.
Minty shit?
Leaf lard.
Minty shit? Chick?
Shit.
Yeah.
Think she bathes in ammonia?
Well, I hope so, because she'll be dead.
Only on her pussy.
What is this? Man fractures penis after taking sex pill.
Oh, no.
A 29-year-old man has sued the manufacturers of his sexual enhancement supplement, claiming it caused his penis to fracture.
Wait, which one?
What? I don't know.
I know to stop taking it.
In a horrifying incident at a Houston motel last year.
Mm.
Although he blames a supplement, three urologists told ABCnews.com that the penile fractures are most often the result of rough sex.
Yeah.
How?
When you have like a not quite full erection and bends.
It was Virilis Pro. That was the name of the supplement. Virilis Pro.
No idea.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't even
know. He bought it in the early morning hours at a gas station.
Of course he did.
Where he had sex with his paramour.
What?
This
Isn't
where,
that like an emo band?
Yeah. I think so. Later, during intercourse, he had a significant pain and observed a large quantity of blood squirting out of his penis onto the sheets, walls, and mirror.
No.
He was just... There's just blood going everywhere.
What was it coming out of the tip, or
no?
Did
probably
he open
like
a
the,
wound.
Coming out of his penis. I'm so assuming probably, the tip.
Wait, Jesus. Was he having sex or jerking?
He was having sex, and then he had pain, and he took it out, and there was just blood coming out of.
See,
him.
Here's the thing: like, you don't want to buy.
She's got AIDS.
Wow.
Yeah, he popped an AIDS.
Race brand AIDS.
You she did. And
don't
she does now.
Want to buy that stuff from like a gas station convenience store. That's just
why not.
Because you really want to get the stuff that you need a prescription for.
I don't know, yeah. Dude. Sometimes your boner's not working, and the so Shell station's the only thing that's open.
You get the Street Fighter brand one? You ever see that?
No.
It's called Street...
Hadouken!
Look it up. Look up Street Fighter Sexual Enhancement Product.
I know
they sell it right down the street.
Yeah.
That's the one I use. I mean, that's... The gas station down the street, I got a bottle of water and I saw it sitting on the counter with, I think I talked about it before, Ryu is like buck naked and he's banging out Chun-Li. He's like raping Chun-Li, actually.
And plenty of your socks have been ruined.
You know who those characters are, right?
Maybe.
Oh.
I saw it was me and my buddies after the bar, we always go get sandwiches.
Yeah.
And,
ooh, you get sandwiched?
There was, no, we get hoagies. And there was,
hoagies.
And we spent 20 minutes just laughing there at this one pill.
Street Overlord.
Wow.
There's Ryu taking it to Chun-Li.
He's got some striations.
Look at his balls. Look at his balls.
He's like sinewy.
Jesus.
I like
that's
how that,
real.
I like how that loaded like a 56K modem.
It's well, because the pictures looks like it's 15 megs.
Why is it next to $100 pencils?
Because it's at a gas station. That's ridiculous. And apparently that company got in a lot of trouble because the product is 100% illegal.
Whoa.
Overlord. Street Overlord. Whatever Street means. Is that like Stree Silva, like your cousin?
Good one, Matt.
No. Her cousin's Spree, like the candy.
Spree.
She's Brie like
cheese. No, it was knee like the joint.
I'm sorry. I have to read this next part in the story. Emergency room doctors had to deglove Carter's penis in order to repair it.
Ew, I know what that means.
So
like pull it up like a condom. Like all the skin.
I don't. Is it up or down? Because I'm picturing them pulling it down.
I'm picturing them pulling it up towards
so
the tip.
So they just kind of like...
Yeah.
They cut around the base and pull it up towards the tip.
Like stripping wire?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly. Horrendous.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
That's absolutely horrendous.
Rendering him unable to have sex.
In this case, he had a live
children.
Wire, too.
Yeah.
He can't even have children because of this?
He can't have sex but or children.
For the rest of his life?
They could... Well, he still could have children, technically, but not naturally.
Yeah, you can steal them like any other American.
And they could just take his sperm and, you know, implant
poor
it.
Poor man can't have sex.
I wonder if you could, like, chop off your testicle and then put it in a girl's drink and then she'll get pregnant.
Let's try.
The fact that he was getting that stuff leads me to believe that he's paying for it.
I work with a guy, actually, that takes some kind of, like, herbal enhancement.
Yeah?
For pecker.
How's it doing?
I guess it works wonders for him. The name is funny, though, because it's, like, similar to Viagra. It's, like, Viagi. It's so fucking stupid.
I saw you talk called the Viagra.
It's Viagra.
So like some
Mr. Viagra.
So like some chemist was using Viagra.
You take one piece of Viagra.
It's Viagra.
What
Viagra?
Some chemist was like using Viagra, and his kid was just like, "Oh, Viagra!" And he's like, "I got a great idea." Viagra.
Wax off and wax off. Why you need Viagra? Why you need Viagra?
Why do men take those? I don't get it.
Because they want boners.
Sometimes it's hard.
Like, it's like a health risk.
And sometimes it's not.
Sometimes when it's not, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Rip your penis off.
Well, that's not.
Well, sometimes getting the nut off is more important than your life. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not always easy.
Talk about dick pills, Jen.
The face on
it's not,
her.
It's not me. I don't. No, old people.
Viagra.
Like their dicks stop working, so they take a
pill.
A pill.
Dick pill.
Sometimes it's just so big that, you know, it's, you know, you don't get enough blood flow.
Are you too stuck?
Really?
Maybe that's what my problem is. All right, well, let's get back to food.
Oh, whoops.
Mmm, yummy.
Oh, about time.
Viagra.
Yeah.
Ooh, checkered.
Ooh, that looks fucking good. Okay, that's an eclair with a dog on it.
That is a chocolate eclair hot dog.
That's definitely something that former Aristocrat Sean would have.
And you would too, Matt.
No. I don't like to mix real food with
sweets. It
says
sweet and meat together last.
Sweet and meat.
Sweet. I knew a girl who used to say that.
That's gonna be. I'm going to make that my Twitter name.
Sweet meat.
I think a black girl said to me at a strip club.
Nice.
Sweet and meat.
Well, this is in Canada. Maple Lodge Farms are the people responsible for this. It is a hot dog. Instead of a bun, it's got, what, two eclairs on each side?
Looks
or is
like
that,
it.
I think it's an eclair cut in half.
Yeah. I think they just split the eclair.
And whipped cream on top with sprinkles.
And then a model of my penis in there, in the bun.
Mm, yeah.
You know the chocolate's good when you can see the reflection in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The chocolate does look good.
I hate the way Derek says chocolate.
Chocolate?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second. I got to take a shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Well, so he leaves us this, and then up and goes.
So Derek saw a picture of a hot dog, and he immediately has some blood shit in my toilet.
He saw it, and it made him have to shit.
But yeah, I don't know if you realize this, but Derek has colitis.
Really?
He has a kaleidoscope.
I've noticed.
Are you familiar with this?
I've heard of it.
Oh. Basically, he shits fucking afterbirth every day.
Are you familiar with afterbirth?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Jen, what's that called when they got to suck out the extra shit after a miscarriage? Yancy. Right.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you like to
Derek
kind of put that in a bowl or something.
Does not crap normally. That's DNC.
DDNCD.
Run DNC.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And the show is rapidly falling apart.
As soon as the producer gets up and walks away to shit.
Well, he didn't really leave us, like, I mean, he just popped up a picture of a hot dog in an eclair.
I gotta admit, I think I would try that.
Would you?
It depends on the brand of hot dog. That looks like a shitty-ass ballpark one.
Now, are those sprinkles on top, or are they some type of nut?
It looks like a nut. Looks like some sort of sprinkle or funfetti.
Maybe it's relish or something.
Ew. You just made it worse.
I know.
Would you put some hot mustard on
this? I want a chocolate eclair now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Go get one.
Well, I have an albino eclair in my pants.
In my pants.
Albino.
It's got some creamy, nut-filled deliciousness.
I got trousers full of rising action.
I just got a cock in my pants.
Well, you better let it out before it pecks and clucks and shit, right?
I got cock.
Because it's a cock. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has a little gullet.
Yeah.
A
little gullet jullet.
Yeah.
What would you do if Matt pulled his dick out right now and it had like a faux hawk, like a rooster faux hawk with that little gullet thing hanging off his beak?
Little nibbler.
And like two like little
warbler,
white, feathery
right?
wings on the side of his fucking God. Dick.
Feathery wings.
He just pulls the sack.
And it just goes, pa-cock!
You could dress your cock up like that for Halloween.
Yes!
Oh. As a cock!
And too bad nobody would see it.
Oh, fuck.
You know, because this is unsheathed.
Because I'm doing a wrestling match.
Ungloved it.
Ungloved.
Oh, yeah, get that ball of wax out of that fucking headphone, Derek. That was pretty quick. I'm impressed.
They usually are quick for Derek because
yeah.
I piss longer than that.
My plastic in here is ripping apart.
Oh.
Ooh.
It is like
plastic in your ass?
Yeah.
Plastic.
Easy dumper.
All right, so are we done with the chocolate eclair?
It's delicious. Would you try it?
No.
We just did five minutes disgusting. Of gold on the chocolate eclair.
Oh, yeah?
While you were away, Derek, I said that I would try it depending on the brand of hot dog.
Yeah? Mm. What's your favorite
Nathan's
brand?
Go.
Yeah, I got to go with Nathan's.
I like my Hebrew National.
Hebrew Nationals are good, too. Sabrettes are pretty decent.
Oh, yeah, that must be. Can't do ballpark.
Ballpark's horrendous.
Terrible.
It's fake, I think.
Terrible. Matt?
Matt goes Nathan's
hot
Quarter
dog.
Pounders.
Hot dog.
Don't care. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Or as assholes my son calls and lips. Don't care.
My son calls them hot gogs.
Hot gogs.
Hot gogs.
Hot gogs.
Bree, your choice of hot dog. Go.
Nathan's.
She likes
do you really like have Nathan's. The mic in between your cleavage?
She does. Well, kind of.
She's been doing that for like the last hour.
Mark that mic. Mark that mic.
I did. I was going to try to point it out before, but I got.
I got a friend watching who's texted me several times already saying how funny that is.
What, that she's doing that?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank God someone's noticed.
Thank God somebody.
We got to go like up under the shirt.
Oh, finally, like somebody's noticed that.
I don't think he'd want my boobs to rest all over his microphone.
Why?
No, that's Matt's mic. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
do Matt it. Just prefers his actual mic.
I thought you say Matt prefers his.
Well, he's been trying
cleavage.
To do the same thing, too, because every time I look over, he's got the mic like resting on his chest.
Kind of. Well, no, I like it like on my belly. Kind of. No, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Perfect.
And then Matt can take it home and smell it later and do whatever Matt does.
Not done yet.
No, it's going to go in the, it's going to go in the little plastic case and then when,
I'm not done yet.
When nobody's watching.
When we use it for gaming, somebody's going to open up and be like, this is between a couple tits.
This smells like Brazilian cans. My God. What is that odor?
That Oda.
It's Brazilian tit do. Tits do.
It's a good one.
Wow.
This smells
Bree
like feeder sweat.
A bra with a mic holder.
There you go.
I used to, in high school, I used to stick like the Snapple cans in my shirt like this. Wow. And I used the straw and I just like sit in class like this.
That's
that makes it very uncomfortable for your
sipping.
Teacher.
You ever have any male teachers that were just sweating profusely as this happened?
So basically, okay. Bree would walk around school with three cans.
And everybody called her Brevis Three Cans.
Coincidentally, my biology teacher in, sophomore year, he would always sit, like, he had assigned seating in the class, and he would always sit these three girls with huge tits next to each other. It was like, it was so obvious. And then years later, and he would come into Pathmark, and he would talk to me about those girls.
Eighth grade, we had this, I think it was eighth or seventh grade, this, like, lovely, handsome, dark gentleman.
Dark
who
gentleman.
Was my gym teacher, who used to sit the girls with the big boobs and the big asses in the front row.
Yeah. Of
so it'd be ass, tits, ass.
Perfect.
And come to find out, a couple years ago, he got arrested
really?
For having banging a relationship with a 17-year-old student.
Ooh.
He used
a girl,
to play.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Clearly.
That's a major concern.
Yeah,
but
student teacher
for teachers, role. Apparently, you have to be 18 in order to, like.
You can. As long as they're a student, you can't.
Well, you can't, yeah.
No matter what. Even if they're 19 and, you know, still chugging.
So you're telling me he can't go up to one of those fucking fresh young 17-year-olds
fucking fresh
with his throbbing rod and say, hey, it's time for gym class.
Well, he can do it, but he's going to have to pay the price.
Hey, a few years ago.
Hey, we're going to play pillow.
I have a bunch of my old teachers from like high school and middle school that come to like, when I used to work at GameStop, I used to come to GameStop.
Oh, they come.
And, and just stare at my chest when they were at GameStop.
Oh.
Bunch of old teachers.
I'd like to put in a pre-order.
My fifth grade teacher, my sixth grade, the gym teacher from elementary school.
I was waiting for this day.
I want to
know. Wow, you really went far, huh?
I remember watching you at recess, and I knew one day those would develop.
My elementary school gym teacher asked me out on a date. Wow. Mind
he
he's
asked
married.
You?
Well, after I graduated high school.
Was this after you gave your lunch ticket?
But he was married and he has a kid.
But miss, I gotta go to music.
Better. I want to pre-order a Breeble Bobble. But I work in a school, and a few years ago, a student asked me for my number after saying I was hot. So I was nervous.
Oh, yeah, what was his name? Oh, right. high five.
I think it was Corey Havoc.
Same
guy, believe it or else. But that even made me nervous. Like, I was just walking around, like, chewing on my finger. Like, oh, my God.
There's some teachers that don't care, though.
I was sweating like a fag with a bag full of rubber dicks.
That's pretty serious.
Sweating like a fag eating a hot dog eclair.
Yeah. With sprinkles.
Jimmy's.
With sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkle.
I guess we gotta do some lightning rounds.
Yeah, here. I like lightning.
We got our sound effect.
The Chalks like the lightning round.
I got this one.
Lightning round.
Anyway,
Matt didn't wins.
I tried to get him to use the Raiden one, but he didn't.
It didn't sound too.
It just sounds like a video game sound effect.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
Whoops.
I'm disappointed that I didn't have too much gas today.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I saw you assume the position once.
Yeah, and it actually got out before I got the mic to my butthole.
That's a shame. It's a I blame the jeans.
Yeah, the jeans muffled.
You got to have the shorts on.
The shorts. And sitting on the leather chair.
Access.
Yep. I actually ripped ass yesterday in my car and shut all my windows I could torture my family with the odor of my butt. And my wife actually goes, I kind of like it.
Speaking of jorts, I think
she begins salivating.
But actually, Matt is witness to this.
Oh boy!
I ripped ass one time, and it smelled good, like laundry detergent.
Ew!
It smelled good. Yeah, it was like Dovey, fucking Dawny.
Were you keeping fabric softener sheets in your trousers?
That's what your it seemed like. It smelled good. It's just like we couldn't get enough of it.
It's filters.
Just line your butthole with it.
Yeah, maybe you had one in your pants. You didn't realize it from the laundry.
And on a last week's show, there was a mention of Lex Luger.
Yes.
Body slamming or hip tossing Yokozuna on the Intrepid. And something about him wearing jorts.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, he was wearing regular jeans.
I was.
And it was kind of disturbing because he rips his shirt off and he's just like dude in jeans.
Dude in jeans.
Who just like hip locked a large Hawaiian man.
Ladies and gentlemen, dude in jeans.
Dude in jeans.
Well, here's
don't say dude in jeans.
You here's what Matt sent me. Oh.
Those like gunshots.
Or.
Well, you have to combine the two.
Was that the start of Deep Purple?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Any song, it doesn't matter what it is.
Lightning round.
Okay. Guess how many kids were treated for swallowing batteries from 1997 to 2010?
Oh, boy.
Children ages 13 or younger.
Kev, you start.
Seven.
Seven? Three?
10.
10. Matt?
600.
600? Steven?
I was going to go there. Why does everyone steal my shit?
Go higher.
I'll go 362.
Nice.
No one's even close. 40,000.
That's a lot.
40,400 U.S. children aged 13 or younger were treated in a hospital for battery-related injuries.
I have a battery-related injury.
Did
you? Got beat by someone?
Yeah. What happened?
Well,
does it have to do with Tamagotchi again?
No, it has to do with the rabbit. Hitachi's plugging the wall.
No, my cousins, they're fucking retarded. And they decided...
Fucking kids.
No, they decided to, like, blow up batteries.
What?
So that's how I got this. Battery acid.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You got acid.
I noticed you had freaky leg, but I didn't want to say anything.
Freaky leg. I thought it was just like bad tan.
I thought it was that Brian Danielson.
Brian Danielson vitiligo.
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 Yeah.
Brazilians don't get that.
Sure they do.
They get acid juice.
Wow. Acid juice.
Acid bath.
I never had any battery related.
No.
I think I dropped the D battery in my toe once.
Wow.
You ever lick a 9-volt battery?
Yes, I've done that.
I always do that.
I touch it to my butthole.
Yeah, make sure they work. Yeah, it always takes a few times. Like, oh, let me see if this works. Like, yeah. Okay, it works. It's good.
It sucks.
It works. Put it back in.
Yeah.
My old job, they used to make me do that. The guys.
You were the battery licker?
Yeah.
Got any corner batteries?
I think they just like see. Yeah.
I recently changed a car battery and I lost like a screw or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I put batteries in a megaphone last weekend. They were D batteries. They're big.
They are big. That's one thing that sucks about having a kid. All of a sudden, you're like, C batteries? Where the do they even make C batteries anymore? What the fuck?
Everything should just have lithium-ion batteries. Everything. Pay $15 extra for whatever it is, and you never have to get batteries.
Everything has double A's. Yeah. Everything. All of a sudden, kids' toys have to be difficult. They're either C's or triple A's.
Yeah.
Which are the two things I don't have in my house.
The biggest batteries I ever saw were Brie batteries.
That's the double D batteries.
Waka waka.
Fozzie.
My brother and I used to try to rip batteries open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Do that.
Well, I used to peel off the plastic, but that was about the extent.
This is going to sound very, well, not very strange, but just
odd.
Why? We used to have a metal folding chair, and we would put the battery where the parts meet, and it would be able to pinch the battery to the point where it would start to leak.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Though we never ended up with this
battery
weird fucked up looking thing here.
Like Freddy Krueger.
How would it be
like
if I just threw the mic? I would never hurt you.
Oh.
The one thing I did was I squashed frogs one time with my cousin.
What?
Squash frogs.
Now we're getting into a whole different.
Yeah, we
sludge. That's gay, dog.
So mean.
We sludge hammered him. It was pretty brutal.
Like Beavis and Butthead?
Is that psychotic?
Like Phil Collins?
No, we didn't do like Beavis and Butthead baseball frogs. We just splattered them with sledgehammers. Like
antisocial.
My friend and I, when we were a kid, whose name was Steve, who isn't any of the Steves we know, we had found a praying mantis, and the girl next door said, oh, it's illegal to kill them. Mm. And we're like, oh, really? So we put it in a Coke bottle, and we played like kickball with it for an hour.
Got it. You went beyond killing it.
Yeah, we tortured it.
I used to pour salt on like slugs and watch
I did
them,
that,
like,
yeah.
I saw someone do that last week.
Yeah,
it's pretty gross. Called him an asshole. He's like, no, it'll be okay.
It must die.
It's dead. Yeah, it's dead.
When I was in
orange now, it's dead.
When I was in preschool, I killed a couple million of them in my oven.
Wow.
What?
Your easy bake oven?
Yes.
Whoops.
Easy bake Hitler oven?
What?
Yeah.
Juicy bake oven.
Go on.
Juicy bake
I don't know where I was going with that, but I killed,
yeah,
one.
I don't
I killed one in preschool.
Wow.
Like after I was told
Holocaust.
I wasn't allowed to.
My grandmother used to do is she used to get like a pie tin and put beer in it, and they would actually
yeah.
go.
Is it the Jewish one?
No.
Oh.
The Jewish one is like my great 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 grandmother.
Wow, it's a lot of greats.
You're supposed to do that in gardens.
Yeah,
you
in gardens.
Ruining your
yeah,
shit.
They'll go into the beer, they'll get drunk and drown themselves.
Okay, got it.
Really?
Yeah. It also works in Kingsburg. You just put a 55-gallon drum.
Wait,
they'll just go in there.
Praying
not
mantises?
Praying mantis.
And then you can see all the same people when you go to the courthouse.
Yeah,
Monday morning.
Yeah, I was at a party over the weekend. And, it was outside, and there was like a fruit platter, and I guess like somebody must have like knocked a little over. There was this tiny little piece of melon on like a ledge, and these two slugs were just like basically sucking
well,
the melon
racist.
Down. What? These two slugs were just like sucking down the melon. Like you could like gradually see like the melon. Like shrinking as they're eating it.
Oh,
and there's
Lord
all these
Lord.
Ants like crawling around, like recorded it and shit. And ants are just like crawling over the slugs, like trying to get to the melon. And this
oh,
other guy
no.
comes
nope.
up and he's just like with the salt. And I was just like, you fucking asshole. Like we're like doing a documentary here for Discovery Channel and you like in like 1080p, like
now,
super zoom. Like,
if he ate it, would it be acceptable?
No.
Salt and yum.
Slugs. Delicacy in Poland.
Oh, Christ. Anyway. New Jersey teen sticks his head up a party bus, and guess what happened?
Yes.
He's dead.
Very dead.
Decapitated.
A teenager headed to a Sweet 16 party was killed after he stuck his head out of the emergency hatch of a double-decker bus and hit the underside of a highway overpass.
Woo, Springbrook.
Sounds like a story Josh Silver once told about the cyclone at Coney Island.
Ooh. Daniel Fernandez of Sayreville, New Jersey, was among 65 teens aboard the bus. The 16-year-old was pronounced dead at the hospital. I'm sure he was dead
you know,
far
they're,
before
they're,
that.
They're doing huge, like, they're having, like, huge rallies for this kid and stuff like that.
For what?
For him basically killing himself.
It's got to be a real bummer for the rest of the party.
But he's a moron.
See,
he sticks his head out and just his body comes down. They're like, oh.
An awesome costume.
Shit.
This morning.
Steven, are you okay?
Hey, buddy.
This morning I was talking about that with the show that, Danny,
you okay?
that I'm on. And the kid, like, on Twitter.
Danny? Danny,
are you going to drink that?
The kid tweeted, like, whoever his friend was, like, oh, are they checking the bus? And I think it's basically, like, people's, like, adults' fault. You should check if a 16-year-old is walking in there with alcohol. He basically was drunk. Hmm. So
basically was drunk.
Basically.
Yeah, he thought he was cool, stood up, and wound up headless.
Hmm. Well, that's an Excedrin headache number 9.
I bet your parents sue because like the latches weren't secure enough.
Probably.
I mean, listen, it's sad, but he's dead.
Lightning round. Conway man dies in accidental shooting. Conway, I don't know, what was his name? Myrtle Beach, what was that?
South Carolina.
Are you talking about the kid from Mighty Ducks?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Horry County, Horry. County police officers respond to a shooting incident on Wayside Road Thursday night where a man was found dead, according to report. Blah, blah, blah. When officers entered the home, they found a man laying face down on a fan with a pool of blood around his head and a black revolver next to his right hand.
The inferior revolver.
Witnesses said the victim was in a recliner and had been watching a movie, then picked up his gun, held it to his head, and said, "That's not how it's done." He began pulling the trigger when, on the third pull, the gun went off.
Don't do it. Don't do it. That could hurt someone. But why?
Hey, man, nice shot.
So basically he was watching a movie, and somebody had got shot in the movie, and he said, "That's not how you do it," and he shoots himself in the head.
Wow. That's not a knife. I think that's not a gunshot. That's a gunshot.
Boom. That's a pretty badass way to go, though. Imagine that, just watching a movie and be like, "See that guy? No, this is how you do it." Down.
Is that badass or is it ass bad?
Same difference.
I have an ass bad story. The time I thought I was cool and like the Man of Steel, and I stuck my finger in a pencil sharpener.
Yes.
And I sawed off my pinky. That was nice. Awesome. I thought that I was stronger than the steel inside the sharpener.
And you weren't.
No, I bled.
Nope. You know the last thing on his mind before he died was a bullet?
Yeah.
Really going to get use out of this.
Families want a bus stop moved away from strip club and the liquor store.
Nice.
In Atlanta. Hotlanta. Family members concerned about a school bus stop next to a liquor store and a strip club want Atlanta Public Schools to move the location. The bus for the Crawford Long Middle School students drops them off at Cornwall Avenue at the
corner of Cornwall and
blah, blah, blah. And then you've got a strip club over there? These kids don't need to be exposed to that. They already know enough.
Dude, it's not like they're inside the strip club.
Yeah.
I don't know many strip clubs where you can see indoors.
Wait, I think we have a video. I think video is better.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to use my radio voice.
Yeah.
It's sultry radio voice.
Oh, my God.
This is so slow. It's just sitting there. It's just sitting there. Radio voice.
Strip clubs are probably prone to drug activity, so the whole drug-free school zone.
You're such a fucking liberal, man. Get out of here. Yeah, beat it, liberal.
Fucking Libby.
Hey, Michael Jackson had a hit song. What was it called?
Beat it.
Beat it.
It's actually probably a conservative idea to not have a strip club near a school. But.
Well, anyway, the whole gag of this is one of the girls said that she wanted to be a stripper so she could make money.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's capitalism for you.
Got to make some loot.
Yeah.
What do you got to say, James?
How do you feel about this, Bree?
I have two children. I endangered one child.
A Valley mother under arrest tonight after police say she gave homeless strangers a beer to watch her daughter.
Wow.
But police say that's not the most shocking part. That mother is a teacher's aide who allegedly left her child in order to have sex. Marisa Bajor live in Mesa tonight, we're hearing from those strangers themselves, right, Marie?
That's right, Fields, we are. And you know, the majority of parents spend a lot of time and put in a lot of effort to find the perfect person they can trust to watch their child. But I am told that was not the case for a Mesa mom when she pulled up to
this
park.
She's like Drew Barrymore meets Carrie Underwood.
I have two children. I endangered one child.
In front of a judge, Lori Lee Kelly admitted she wasn't the world's greatest mom. But how she ended up here is a story even Maureen Wilson can't believe. And she's part of it. ZZ Top?
Says, "How y'all doing?" He said, "Fine."
Wilson spends most days sitting here in Evergreen Park. But she'd never seen Kelly or her six-year-old daughter there until Tuesday. Wilson says Kelly approached her on a mission.
"I'm going to go to the store and make some money." Okay. Her daughter goes, "My mom's going to go make some money."
That's when police say Kelly left her six-year-old girl with strangers while she sold her body outside this nearby liquor store.
Nice.
Wilson did the only thing that seemed right.
We threw grass on each other. We were on a skateboard pretending to surf. We played on the playground. She's wonderful.
And so it went on for the next 4 hours. Wow. There was a clerk in the liquor store who realized what was going on and called police.
Good.
Once Kelly returned, she allegedly told officers she dumped her daughter to fulfill a manic need inside her. She described it as sexual rage.
Wow. Didn't know us from nobody. We could have been molesters. Pedophiles. You know what I mean.
Drunk.
And you'd assume she would know.
Drunk hillbillies?
As a teacher's aide at Whitman Elementary. Working for the
brilliant.
Mesa Public School District. Desiree Lewis has two girls there.
Leaving your kids with somebody, you know, you don't even know.
and then to go do something like that, it's not right.
The county judge agreed, banning Kelly from contacting her six-year-old and students.
And no other children, correct?
Yes, no other children under the age of 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
The Mesa Public School District has placed Kelly on paid leave pending the outcome of its investigation. We know that Kelly is out of jail tonight, but she will be back in court facing charges of child abuse on September 12th.
Okay.
Live tonight in Mesa, Marie Saavedra, 3TV.
Okay.
Note to all the mothers out there, if you ever want to abandon a child to go fuck, just blame mania.
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 An uncontrollable mania.
I was in a manic rage to go fuck.
Mania.
So there's
she has some nuzzle mania going on.
Nookie mania.
So anyway.
Ooh.
It's getting stormy out there.
Let's cuddle.
Oh. The tourists are treating 9/11 memorial like a playground. Apparently, it's supposed to be a pretty sacred thing. They have the memorial there, all the names and all that stuff. People are just sitting on it, farting on it, shitting on it.
Yep, never forget.
Spilling their coffee, never forget, all that garbage. There's actually a sign there that says, visitors are invited to touch the memorial names panels. If you see anyone scratching, sitting on, or otherwise damaging the names panel, please alert memorial staff.
Scratching and sniffing.
You can't stop with a tuna sandwich and just relax a little
bit? Well, that's the problem. People are stopping there and having lunch and doing whatever and blah, 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 and people are getting a little pissed off at it.
Okay. Got it.
Should they be?
Hmm. I mean, you know.
What's the point of the place?
It's a memorial for the people who died.
Yeah, but, like, are you allowed to, like, come and sit there?
You're allowed to come and visit. It's a memorial, but
are they like literally like sitting on blocks that have people's names on them?
Yes.
Eating a McChicken on somebody else's uncle.
That to me is like museum. Unless like you know like the person there, like you and you're touching the names as Braille.
Yeah. It's not like the 9/11 memorial playground.
Yeah. Relax. I'm just sitting with my dad.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
All right. I knew him.
Grimace and Ronald like hanging out with you.
Yeah. Eating a fucking burger and ketchup splats on a name.
Whoops.
He's like, whoops to Daisy.
Oh, let me clean that up with a couple fries here.
Nom, nom.
Nom, nom. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of insensitive.
Yeah, I think so. So stop.
Yeah, cut it out, dimwits.
You quit sitting on dead people.
All the dead people aren't there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Oh. Kind of.
Pretty much.
Are they buried there?
I don't know if they're buried there, but a lot of them couldn't be found. Or
I know that. So they're just the representation of them is their name on a block, regardless.
Yeah, still. Shouldn't
it's
do
a
it.
Memorial.
You see, Matthew, the spirit of the people is in the air with us everywhere we go.
Mm.
Spirit of the Undertaker lives within the soul of all mankind.
Yeah.
Oh. We're done?
Yeah, it was 9:20.
We're done?
9:20.
I don't get it.
Hey guys, I just got here.
Oh, hi Jamie.
Hey.
Peace out. So anyway, we're at the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com is a website. Anybody have anything to plug? Bree, do you want to plug your little show?
Yes, I should. Everybody listen to the Man Cave Radio Show every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
8 a.m.?
Wow.
To more like on morelikeradio.com.
I'm sorry, now, does but that I got to download that because I'm never
Does that have a place to download or replay?
Yes. You can, I think it's podbean.com.
Podbean?
Yeah, Podbean. Or you can just follow them on Twitter at the Man Cave Radio Show or on Facebook, Man Cave.
Is this recorded in an actual man cave?
Yes, the bunker.
And you are a regular on there?
I have been for the last couple
She's
weeks.
A regular.
Yes, I'm a cave babe.
Oh, cave babe. Well, cave we have Aristobrats.
Yeah.
Aristobrats, that's cute.
Yeah. Matt came up with it, of course.
I'm a funny one.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so check out the cave babes.
Cave babes?
Well, it's one cave babe and a bunch of man.
Man cave?
Man cave.
Podbean?
Bree bean.
Bree bean? So, for Matthew, Steven, Kevin, and Bree, I am Derek.
And Jamie.
AristocratsRadio.com. And Jamie. Well, Jamie said two things.
She served us food. Thanks for coming, Jamie.
What's
your Twitter?
Thanks for coming here.
bunch of X's and a bunch of
X.
But the I is actually a number one.
Jamie with a one. Lynn.
The E is a number three.
XX.
Arrow three to look like a heart.
XX. 9-4. No, was it
Jamie X Gushing?
Gushing.
At
Jamie
X Hydrant.
Jamie Hydrant. Oh my goodness. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
Night.
Oh, have a lovely Labor Day, everybody.
Woo!
Have a Labor Day.
Who's pregnant?
Who?